KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just... This at Cost program is one good deal, and I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At Cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern-day solutions.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
You know, are they moles? How do they move out of our backyard? And we do not want to harm them. Well, now, what this looks like is just the lawn has been ripped up. Pieces are just taken up. It looks like somebody has dug into it and pulled the soil up. So, yes, this could be the work of some moles, but there's something else going on here. The main actual issue here is grubs. Now, moles like grubs. They like to eat grubs. But you know what else likes to eat grubs? Raccoons and skunks. And you know what comes out at night? Because you usually see the damage the next morning are raccoons and skunks. Because what they're doing is they're searching for those early stages of the grub for food. They're hungry. They've been overwintering. They need to fill up. And what ends up happening is the grubs are starting to form. They're starting to move up in the soil as the soil temperatures warm up. And so they're very close. And the skunks and raccoons know that. And they go for it. Now, moles could be doing some of that damage underneath there as well. What I'd like for you to take a look at doing is seeing if any of those look like little volcanoes versus somebody dug the soil up and just moved it. Now, if they're little volcanoes, like a little hill, and they're not right next to each other, but they're in a couple different spots, or you see a raised area in like a line, and then at the end there's like a little volcano, then we know that's moles. Because they are right at the surface, they're eating the insects in the soil, and they're moving close to the surface, pushing up the soil as they go, because they're digging and moving through. And then they come to a point where they need to come up, see, kind of get where they're at, not see, get you know, their bearings, and then move on to another spot. So there's a couple ways to look at this. So at the end of the day, we know it's a grub issue. So there's some grub control that we need to do here. So the grubs, this time of season, are not something that we're looking to do to get a season-long control. These are last year's season grubs that are just closer to the surface at this point. So what we're looking to do is kill these grubs. So there's a product out there from Bayer, or it's not Bayer any longer, it's BioAdvanced, excuse me. And it's called Dilox. I believe the bag is it's a black bag, and it says 24-hour insect control or insect killer. It's got a really chocolatey smell to it. More like the cocoa smell, not the actual like chocolate. So it's a very distinct smell is what I'm really trying to say here. I actually really enjoy the smell. That being said, this is a 24-hour killer. And so it's going to kill the insects that's there in 24 hours, because it's going to put everything it can down into the soil, kill those insects, and then it flushes through the soil and goes deeper and just kind of dissipates. So it's a 24-hour killer for that reason. Yes, it is a synthetic. It is a chemical. It is something to kill that. But knowing that there are grubs there now, there are going to be grubs later. So that's when we look at using the season-long grub control. There's a number of them out there, and there are so many that, you know, you could take a look at. But I do like the natural alternative, Grub Gone. It's a grub control. It's organic grub treatment. It's a little bit different than using like a milky spore for your organic grub control. This here is meant to get rid of the Japanese, Asiatic, June, and Oriental beetles, excuse me, and some others as well. So it's not just a one and done thing where sometimes the milky spore doesn't get all of those. Now I need to take another break. Stay tuned. We got more to do with the lawn system, so we'll be back.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
In Cheyenne, Wyoming, a group of community volunteers, including bank employees and veteran advocates, joined forces in September to renovate the outdoor courtyard at the VA Cheyenne Healthcare Facility. What began as a simple service day turned into a meaningful community collaboration. More than a dozen volunteers pulled weeds, stained benches, and revitalized outdoor spaces near the Veteran Experience Office, all to make the environment more welcoming for veterans and their families visiting for appointments. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is it NATO on the rocks as far as the U.S. is concerned? And what plans are afoot to pack the Supreme Court? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Progressive knows you think the grass is always greener. Like maybe you ride a motorcycle. But today, it's raining. So you wish you had an RV. But if you did, you'd have to listen to some guy parked next to you at a campsite play his acoustic guitar. Now before you start wishing you had a boat, remember, your brother-in-law would invite himself every weekend.
Permission to come aboard, Captain?
But one thing that is greener is the money you could save when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters. $11 million on cat constipation. $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth. Correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking lawns. We've talked a lot about lawns, but that is super important this time of year. We are answering a question for Alicia in regards to, they had some pictures in the yard, of the yard that they sent me, and could be mold damage, but it could be grub damage that the damage that they're seeing is coming from raccoons or skunks. So we're looking at the grub aspect first. We'll look at the mole aspect in just a minute. So we started talking about a product called Grub Gone from Natural Alternative. It is a very effective organic grub control. And you want to use it in the spring, you know, April to June. It can actually be used as preventative before the grubs emerge, and curative for an active problem. So it's got two spots. It actually needs to be done two times in the season. We'll get that into that in a second. But it needs to be put down now in order to control those grubs. Some of them have moved close to the soil, so it's going to be the curative. But it's also going to help prevent, because what this does is it actually prevents the grub from maturing and causing damage to the lawn. So these grubs are young, but they're moving their way up. They haven't completely matured, and that's why the raccoons and skunks love them. They're digging for them. They're trying to get them. So putting the grub gone down is one that will last during that period. But the next time you want to actually do it again is late August to early October. Because what that's going to do is make it so next season you don't have as many in the spring, so you don't have to prevent it as much. You don't have to put down as much product. So that's why there's that two aspect. Now, another organic control would be the milky spore. Milky spore is one that will work with the Japanese beetle, which comes from the majority of the grubs that are in New England. And it's a powder that you put down over the lawn. It builds up spores throughout the soil, and those spores actually will attack the grubs and will kill the grub from eating them inside, the spores themselves. It's kind of crazy if you look at it. What the spores will also do is once they've killed the grub, they will hide in the grub, and as a grub is coming by them, they will go from one to the other to kill that grub. Thing with milky spore is it one that you need to have four applications before it really gets in there. It's one in the spring, one in the fall, and then the next season in the spring and the fall to get enough spores into the soil to really do that damage that you're looking for. So that's one of the reasons why I like Grub Gone as an organic grub control. Okay, so it's a good product to be using. Now, there are some, you know, other season-long grub controls out there. Those guys I wouldn't be using just yet. So a season-long grub control lasts for 3 months. So if we're to put it down now, we're just at the end of April here, but that's all of May, all of June, and all of July. So we're missing August and September here. But August is the big one because that's the heat and that's where they kind of have come up, they emerge, and then they go back down. And so we're looking to have a longer period of time. So we're actually looking to put down that season-long control closer to the end of May so that it's a three season. So then you've all of June, all of July, all of August. And you get into that span where the grubs, you're getting them at the beginning and at the end. Okay? So that's the season-long grub control. Now I'm going to move on real to the opposite here. Is it mold damage? Well, there's one way to find out, and I'd love to explain that to you because it can actually be, it can be a bit of a challenge. But once you find it, you kind of get it. So if you're seeing these little volcanoes all over your yard, you've seen tunnels. What I want you to do at night, go out to the yard, stomp on everything that is up, push it down so it's level with the ground. Walk on the tunnels, walk on everything. Because right now, we don't know where those moles are active. You don't know where they are. They could be on one side of the yard or the other. And we want to know where they are so that we can move them off of the yard organically. So we're going to discuss that on the other side of the break here. So stay tuned. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? That tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth.
Your competitors aren't smarter, and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Join us for the Chicks and Chaps fundraiser luncheon Saturday, May 2nd at the Reading Senior Center from 10:30 to 2:30 with special guest speakers Dr. Allen and Dr. Sockfield. Don't miss your chance for an exhilarating ride on Wreck-It Ralph and a chance to bid on a one-of-a-kind Chicks and Chaps belt buckle. Get your tickets today at ReadingRodeo.com. Just click on the Chicks and Chaps tab. Thank you to our sponsors Reading Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Gold Mart Jewelers, Dignity Health, Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center, Four Winds Jewelry, and this radio station.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
We all know Peloton as interactive fitness machines for the home with an online trainer. And what's great about Peloton is you get real-time visual and audio feedback, which makes your workouts better and safer. Nick Cladwell is from Peloton.
We can detect more than 120 different types of exercises. We always want the content on Peloton to be linked to the hardware and software. So we can detect when people are doing compound exercises, for example, a bicep curl into an overhead press. This is the same type of exercise that our fitness instructors like to train toward. We're able to look at any particular exercise, say a push-up, and offer three different types of suggestions. So maybe your push-up's not going low enough to the ground, or maybe you're arching your back too much. We're trying to help you perfect that form and keep you safe.
And it all happens through the new Peloton AI camera. More at onepeloton.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages can send are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just in the text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And welcome back to the show. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. You can call or text that number and we will get you on to try and answer your question in regards to your garden. Now we're talking about moles right now and how we can figure out and move them off the property. So I mentioned before the break, at night, and it's important to do it at night because the moles will do their work overnight. So we're not talking go out there at midnight. You know, once the sun starts to go down, 8 o'clock, 7:30, you know, get out there, walk on all of the areas that have been dug up. And if you see tunnels, walk on all of those areas. We're looking to compact as much as possible because moles can do a lot of damage and you're just seeing the aftermath when they've popped up to move to the next. So we need to figure out where they are because a lot of times we will use a product along the lines of Mole Max, right? Or a, you know, Natural Alternative has a product called Chase Mole, which is a natural one, but Mole Max is as well. And it's corn cob pellets coated in castor oil because the moles just don't like it. It irritates their skin, makes them feel kind of uncomfortable, stomach type problems. It does not kill them, but it makes them say, I got to get out of here. This is a bad restaurant. Right? You're not getting 5 stars. You're not getting that Michelin star for your lawn from these moles if you're using this castor oil, if any means. So back to the problem at hand here. So the reason why we do this is they're active at night. So in order to find where they're active, the next morning, go out into the yard and see which of the tunnels have kind of popped up. That's going to tell you where the moles are active. You're going to know, all right, it's in this part of the yard. So you can use a repellent, in essence. So these are pushing them away. They're making it so they don't want to be in your yard. And so you're going to put this repellent down in the area to push them out of your yard. Now, if you have a pretty big yard, these products aren't inexpensive, so you're not going to want to have to do the whole lawn to push them out. And if you do the whole lawn and you do a big square, every time it gets to a corner, the mole is going to just turn around and go somewhere else, but it's going to eat its way there. We're trying to push them out. So we find the area, we do a barrier behind that, pushing them into the woods, pushing them away from our gardens, away from our lawns. And you put this castor oil down, and you make a line, basically, and you're saying, we don't want you to pass this area. It's kind of like doing like a dog fence, right? The electric fence. Some of you might have that out there. There's an electric line. The dog knows not to go there. Well, once that castor oil gets there, these moles know not to go there. They don't go past it. They do not pass go. They do not collect $200. They turn around and go back. And so we're trying to push them out. Slowly, over a couple weeks span, you'll be able to find that these spots, they're not as active because you're pushing them out. You're going to need to do every couple days, step on any holes that you see, because you want to see if you can push them forward and move that line of this repellent closer to getting them off your property. And so that's a major thing here with this process. So if it is moles, the easiest way to do it is use a product like the Chase natural mole repellent from Natural Alternative. You could also use Mole Max. Those are some good ones to be using to push them out of your area. And again, like I said, it could be grubs. It's going to depend on what you're seeing out there. If you're seeing it looks like somebody ripped up the turf and is digging, then it's most likely skunks or raccoons. They're not the issue. They're actually trying to help your lawn. They're getting rid of the issue before it becomes a thing, but they're just not very clean about it. They're not going to put the lawn back. That's something you need to do. But that's what they're doing, is they're looking for dinner. And so it could be one or the other, depending upon the picture or what's in your lawn. So you could have those problems in your yard. Now, I see them in my yard. But mine are not tunnels. Mine are areas that are ripped up. So I know there's a skunk in the area. That I've seen the skunk multiple times. I run the other way as fast as I can, but I've seen it. And so it's going into the yard to dig up those grubs. So I know it's one, helping me, but two, it's like, all right, I didn't want to have to do that area. What can I do to fix it? So that's where the grub control comes in for me. So it's something very common right now that you might see in your yard. I wanted to answer this question because it is super important and something that is active in a lot of New England and throughout the country. Now, I have another question here. Kind of deals with the lawn as well. This is from Anthony. It says, I like the show on my local station. Pictured is something that has overtaken my garden boxes. I've tried digging it up to no avail. Any idea how to get rid of this? Also, several years ago, I planted oregano in the garden, but it's spread to the grass, and I've tried everything to kill it, again, to no avail. I'm just mowing over it now. Any help is appreciated. Well, Anthony, say you put a for sale sign out and start new. Go elsewhere. Nah, I'm kidding here. This can be fixed, but it is very common for the oregano to do this, and it is very common for the weeds. The weeds, I can't tell completely based on the picture, but it is a broadleaf weed, and so there are ways we can get rid of it. Okay, and this is in a garden box. It looks right to the edge, so it might be coming in from other areas. But how do we get rid of this? So there's a couple products out there to use to get rid of the weeds that are in the garden box. There's a product called Adios, which is an organic weed control that you can spray, and it will kill the weeds. And it will go down to the root system. It'll help to kind of dehydrate the plant, kill it so it doesn't come back. With something like this, using a weed control might not always be the best. Like when I say weed control, I mean like a heavy duty one. Because they might say on there that, you know, you can replant in a few weeks, but there's some residual that's sitting in there, especially next to wooden. I think they're wooden. I can't tell if they're wooden or stone. It looks kind of actually like it's stone. If it was a wooden garden box, I'd be a little nervous of it sitting into the wood. But if it's concrete, it looks like it's kind of sealed, so it might not be a bad thing. To spray with the synthetic here. All of that being said, there are a couple products out there. I mentioned the Adios, but there is a new high efficiency weed control, and it does say it can be replanted in about 10 to 14 days. It is a synthetic product, but it does work on contact, and we want to hit the leaves with these guys. The problem with any broadleaf weed is you can pull them up, but they are by their root system and going throughout, so you're not going to get everything. So that's why you need to spray the leaves with something. Spraying the leaves here is going to dehydrate the plant. What it does is the chemical takes out the outer, basically let's call it the skin, of the leaf. So it cuts off the skin and allows the sun and chemicals to get into the plant, go throughout the plant, and kill it down to its root system. And so that's why it needs to hit the leaves. If it doesn't hit the leaves and it goes to the roots, it's not going to do the damage. We need it to get into its system here. So you could use a heavy-duty killer. There's a Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. That's a really good one that you can use to kill the weeds. And it, you know, I don't know where you are, but if it's in a cold area, this will actually work down to 45 degrees. I know it's been warm in a lot of the country, but there are some cold temperatures ahead, whereas this weed control can work up to 45 degrees, whereas most weed control... liquid weed control, you need it to be about 65, 70 degrees in order for it to work the best for you. Because we're looking for the sun to help put that chemical into the plant. Whereas the Weed Beater Ultra, it actually sticks to it better because of how it's built. So you don't need as warm temperatures. So depending upon where you are, there's some options. But if it, you know, I'd say 98% of liquid chemicals to kill weeds, it's better to have temperatures of 65 degrees all the way up to about 80, 85 degrees. Because you're using Mother Nature to help kill that plant. Now moving on to the oregano in the garden that went into the lawn. Well, one of the issues here, and at the end of the day, I'd be doing the same thing as just mowing it over. But as we mow it over, it's reseeding itself and going in. So as long as you're bagging it, it's going to slow down. But there's always going to be parts of it. We never want it to get too big. So it could be as much as that area just using a all-out killer. It kills everything there, even the grass. You know, just get rid of it. Start fresh. Because the oregano, every time we mow it, is moving a little bit further out and a little bit further out. And it's going to eventually take over, right? So using a total killer would work better for this. An oregano, I mean, it is herbaceous. And so a liquid killer like a Weed Beater Ultra should kill it. But it's kind of built a little bit different than weeds. You know, it's got the capabilities of a weed, but the definition of a weed is something in an area that you don't want it to be. And so oregano, you wanted it to be in the garden, and it was an annual, it was a perennial at that point. But now that it's in the yard, it's a weed. But that doesn't make it, you know, the same aspects. It is spreading through roots. It is spreading through seed. So it's going to need a little bit of both, where it's going to have to be applied onto the plant itself. That's where the liquid killer comes in. You could also use that broadleaf weed control in the area, like your second application. But to me, that area is something that I would really look to just renovate. Kind of dig out, you know, square it off the best you can. Maybe you put down some black plastic over the top of it, a tarp. Put some cardboard down over it. Something to just not let the sunlight hit it. Because what that's going to do is going to not allow it to go through the process of turning green. It's going to start not having the chlorophyll being built through it. It's not having the sunlight to get it going and active. It's not going to be looking for anything because it thinks it's overwintering, but slowly it's killing it. And so we could do it that way, or we could use a spray to kill the lawn there. But I think where the oregano is definitely something might be worth renovating. If not, do the best you can to mow it, but mow it that area more often than the other areas. Now we got to take a break. We'll come back, wrap the show up, put a nice little bow on it. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark has volunteered and restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-716-1261. 800-716-1261. 800-716-1261. That's 800-716-1261.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, Flo here from Progressive. You know, life changes quickly, so it's good to have flexible coverage.
Oh, you mean like adding another vehicle?
Yes, that's something we can do.
Great, because I was thinking about getting a van so we could just keep the kids' softball stuff in the car.
Oh, we don't need to get into specifics. Just saying it's easy to change.
Oh, and Hannah wants to try the tuba.
Again, we don't need the specifics.
Last year, she wanted to be a tap dancer, but that only lasted two lessons.
Okay.
But she kept the shoes because they are adorable.
Well, just know that with Progressive, you can easily add another car to your auto insurance because we know life changes.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
And welcome back to the show. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Lots of talk about lawn today, but that's kind of what's going on right now. I mentioned it at the beginning of the program. Last weekend, everywhere I went, you either heard a blower or you saw people out with rakes cleaning up in my area. So everybody's doing a lot of lawn work, so we're starting to see things. And it's just dried up enough in the lawn where you don't walk out there and kind of sink down as you're walking around, so it's not going to hurt the lawn. So it's become a very important, you know, couple weeks here to do a lot of cleanup. And so you're starting to see some things happen with the lawn. You know, we talked about crabgrass control. First application. Will it be two applications? Will it be three? You know, that third one in the fall. There are some options out there. Okay, now I did have a follow-up question from a couple weeks ago from our friend Sandy in Chelmsford. She was mentioning she uses protolyzer on her plants, and she was going to use it on the Scheflera that we talked about. She wanted to know that if you use protolyzer when planting, is it still good to use a product with mycorrhizae in it, or do they do the same thing? So the protolyzer doesn't have the mycorrhizae in it. Protolyzer is a little bit different for you. The protolyzer works with the nutrients that soil to activate them and get them going, whereas the mycorrhizae attacks the root system in a beneficial way in order to help that root system grow bigger and stronger. So they are doing a little bit different things here. And so using that protolyzer is going to help get the plants going. But really what the protolyzer is vitamins in essence. It's beneficial microbes. It's vitamins for your soil. And so it's going to help that mycorrhizae get to the root system, build stronger root systems, and be able to pull the nutrients from all over. So it's a great 1-2 punch when you're planting. This isn't something that just has to be one or the other. This is something that can be done at the same time. We know with the protolyzer, it's something that you have to mix with water and then pour in, whereas a lot of mycorrhizae right now is in a granular form. Think of biotone from Espoma. The biotone is in a granular form. You mix it into the soil. You plant the plant with it. Then you water it in. It'll slowly break down. Whereas the protolyzer, think of it as a wettable powder, like a fertilizer that you have to mix in water to put in. It's the same thing here. You put it in, you allow it for a couple weeks, and you'll do it again or once a month, and it will help activate everything. So using protolyzer with your mycorrhizae is very beneficial because the protolyzer will also help create a system, a defense system, to get rid of some of the harmful fungus and keep that good fungus growing in your soil. That good fungus is the mycorrhizae. So it's going to work with it. It's basically, they go hand in hand here. And I would recommend using both 100% every time I plant. Okay, so hopefully that helps you out, Sandy. And hopefully everything's working out well for you with that Scheflera. Hopefully some things have changed a little bit for the benefits. All right, so like I said, lots of lawn products, lots of lawn to talk about today because it is that time of year. I'm a little bit of a nerd when it comes to the lawn. I like discussing it. There are so many more details that I could go into with it, but you know, we're not going to get too nerdy with it. Want you to be able to follow through and be able to do it. My big thing when it comes to the lawn, and a lot of people I see do this, is a lot of people will just do the first and second step and then skip everything else. To me, it is so important to use 5 applications in your lawn, not just that 4-step that we've been ingrained in our head. 5 applications is 100% what we need to do for our lawn to help feed it throughout the year to continue to get it stronger and get it better for you so that we can use less of these products to kill crabgrass, to kill the broadleaf weeds, to prevent everything else. The best way to do it is a thicker, greener lawn. And that's what you should be thinking about this season. So that'll do it. I appreciate everybody for listening. Till next week, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. I'll talk at you next week. Have a great one, everybody. We'll see you.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety, on campuses and beyond, America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time, a series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The annual White House Correspondents' Dinner was cut short tonight as President Trump and other top U.S. leaders were uninjured and evacuated from the Washington Hilton Hotel after a gunman opened fire. There did not immediately appear to be any injuries. A law enforcement officer was shot in the bullet-resistant vest, is expected to be okay. Authorities said tonight's incident occurred outside the ballroom where President Trump and other guests were seated. The Secret Service and other authorities swarmed the banquet hall at the Washington Hotel as guests ducked under tables by the hundreds. The president currently making a speech and a press conference at the White House and had this to say about the shooting tonight.
A man charged a security checkpoint armed with multiple weapons, and he was taken down by some very brave members of Secret Service, and they acted very quickly.
CBS News correspondent Weijia Zhang, who serves as the president of the White House Correspondents Association, announced the cancellation of the dinner after the threat.
Thank God everybody is safe, and thank you for coming together tonight. We will do this again.
As the president continues to make his statements from the White House, we will continue bringing you his statements and updates to this developing story through the night. The latest attempt at a ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran appear to have failed again. Tehran's top diplomat left Pakistan earlier today, and President Trump says he told envoys not to travel to Islamabad. The talks were meant to follow historic face-to-face negotiations earlier this month. Iranian officials questioned U.S. trustworthiness after American forces blockaded Iranian ports in response to Tehran's grip on the Strait of Hormuz. Iran had said any talks with the U.S. would be indirect. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? But the longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
The FDA says it will offer ultra-fast review to three psychedelic drugs.
Those drugs are being studied for hard-to-treat mental health conditions, including major depression. The agency announced the move Friday following an executive order by President Trump calling for the agency to speed up access to the mind-altering drugs. The move reflects growing popular support for the psychedelics among some of President Trump's supporters, including combat veterans and followers of the Make America Healthy Again movement. Keith Peters, Washington.
One police officer died, another was critically injured after a shooting in a Chicago hospital Saturday. The suspect was taken into custody. Endeavor Health Swedish Hospital reports that an individual in custody of law enforcement was brought to the emergency department for treatment and was wounded upon arrival. He was escorted by law enforcement. The hospital said the man later fired shots at law enforcement. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The two largest wildfires in southern Georgia have burned tens of thousands of acres combined. Governor Brian Kemp says the Highway 82 fire in Brantley County and the Pineland Road fire in Clinch County has caused unprecedented devastation.
We looked at all the records going back historically with the state. We believe that these two fires have created the most lost homes ever in the history of our state. So being the number one and two ranked fires in the country, also the most homes lost ever in a Georgia fire, really shows you just how bad these two fires are.
At least 122 homes have been destroyed this week, with Jennifer Daugherty's home coming very close.
It's so emotional because so many people have lost their homes.
Governor Kim said some 39,000 acres have been burned so far, and that another 1,000 homes are still at risk of falling to the flames. You'll find more on these stories plus breaking news at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
Gundy, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, and we got about an hour left in the show. And lots of information coming at you, so sit back, grab a pen, enjoy, because we got a lot of things to discuss today. Before we get into that, a couple ways to get a hold of us. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can also text that phone number to get your question to me. And then you can email us. We've had to change our email address recently here. So our new email is parentfamilygc@gmail.com. Again, parentfamilygc@gmail.com. And try to get you on air. We do have a few emails that I managed to save that we are going through today. We're finishing up with a question from Marty in regards to growing a lawn in an area where a patio once was. We've moved on to seed selection. What I want to discuss a little bit, and I'll just do a little bit of a refresher if you're just joining us. He's put loam down year after year. Lawn only gets one season. I've recommended adding compost, using sulfur from Natural Alternative to help break down some of the compaction, because this is very compact soil, and get everything started now. There could be three applications of the sulfur product to really get it down into the soil where it needs to be. At this point, we're kind of looking at what seed to pick. Well, obviously, it's going to depend on sunny or shady, but let's say it's a sun-shade mix. I like to take a look at the grass seed and determine, you know, is it something that's going to have deep roots? Is it something, how does it look in the lawn? Does it clump or does it kind of spread out? Now, I've been reading more detail into this, but there's a rhizomial tall fescue out there that spreads through the rhizomes, through the roots, versus clumping form. And so I believe it's like a Barenberg type seed. And this seed, what it does, instead of growing in clumps and just having the root system grow straight down, the root system and the rhizomes spread out, and it spread through the soil. And so what it ends up doing is it allows it to be more resistant to drought and weed resistant. Because with a clumping form of grass, the weeds can kind of go around the clumps. Whereas rhizomial form, the weeds are having a hard time getting through that root system because it's almost like a net holding them down. And so been doing some more and more research, and I will give more in the next few weeks. But the way the seed is working is so much better. And it still has the depth, almost 20% more depth to it than some of the major brands out there. And so it's a great mix. Long term, what it does is less, it's more drought resistant, so it's less watering. It's also, the way it grows, it's going to kind of just keep the ground cool. It's going to keep everything the way it needs to be. So looking for a seed that spreads a little bit versus a just clumping form. You know, there's some chewings out there, some grassy that has a, it's a chewings fescue. That's a spreading type. Having some of those is going to help your lawn to grow stronger, to use what's there, and possibly be future seasons. The other thing too is make sure you're not putting down an annual grass. There are some annual rye grasses out there that look great for a season and then they die. So that could be the other issue as well. All right, so this is kind of where we're at. We're thinking about what to do with the lawns. Now, if you have some other issues going on in your lawn, it might not just be worrying about crabgrass. And that's where our next question comes in. And this is from Alicia. And it says, thank you and your family for garden expertise and warm advice. We used to look forward to purchasing your dad's Christmas wreaths. It fills my heart to see you are continuing this helpful outreach. Well, thank you. And she says, my family and I need your help. Earlier, we discovered in our backyard what I think are moles. And there's some pictures to it. You know, are they moles? How do they move out of our backyard? And we do not want to harm them. Well, now, what this looks like is just the lawn has been ripped up. Pieces are just taken up. It looks like somebody has dug into it and pulled the soil up. So, yes, this could be the work of some moles, but there's something else going on here. The main actual issue here is grubs. Now, moles like grubs. They like to eat grubs. But do you know what else likes to eat grubs? Raccoons and skunks. And you know what comes out at night? Because you usually see the damage the next morning are raccoons and skunks. Because what they're doing is they're searching for those early stages of the grub for food. They're hungry. They've been overwintering. They need to fill up. And what ends up happening is the grubs are starting to form. They're starting to move up in the soil as the soil temperatures warm up. And so they're very close. And the skunks and raccoons know that. And they go for it. Now, moles could be doing some of that damage underneath there as well. What I'd like for you to take a look at doing is seeing if any of those look like little volcanoes versus somebody dug the soil up and just moved it. Now, if they're little volcanoes, like a little hill, and they're not right next to each other, but they're in a couple different spots, or you see a raised area in like a line, and then at the end there's like a little volcano, then we know that's moles. Because they are right at the surface, they're eating the insects in the soil, and they're moving close to the surface, pushing up the soil as they go, because they're digging and moving through. And then they come to a point where they need to come up, see, kind of get where they're at, not see, get, you know, their bearings, and then move on to another spot. So there's a couple ways to look at this. So at the end of the day, we know it's a grub issue. So there's some grub control that we need to do here. So the grubs, this time of season, are not something that we're looking to do to get a season-long control. These are last year's season grubs. that are just closer to the surface at this point. So what we're looking to do is kill these grubs. So there's a product out there from Bayer, or it's not Bayer any longer, it's BioAdvanced, excuse me. And it's called Dilox. I believe the bag is it's a black bag, and it says 24-hour insect control or insect killer. It's got a really chocolatey smell to it. More like the cocoa smell, not the actual chocolate. So it's a very distinct smell is what I'm really trying to say here. I actually really enjoy the smell. That being said, this is a 24-hour killer. And so it's going to kill the insects that's there in 24 hours. It's going to put everything it can down into the soil, kill those insects, and then it flushes through the soil and goes deeper and just kind of dissipates. So it's a 24-hour killer for that reason. Yes, it is a synthetic. It is a chemical. It is something to kill that. But knowing that there are grubs there now, there are going to be grubs later. So that's when we look at using the season-long grub control. There's a number of them out there, and there are so many that, you know, you could take a look at. But I do like the natural alternative, Grub Gone. It's a grub control. It's organic grub treatment. It's a little bit different than using like a milky spore for your organic grub control. This here is meant to get rid of the Japanese, Asiatic, June, and Oriental beetles, and some others as well. So it's not just a one-and-done thing where sometimes the milky spore doesn't get all of those. Now I need to take another break. Stay tuned. We got more to do with the lawn system, so we'll be back.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
In Cheyenne, Wyoming, a group of community volunteers, including bank employees and veteran advocates, joined forces in September to renovate the outdoor courtyard at the VA Cheyenne Healthcare Facility. What began as a simple service day turned into a meaningful community collaboration. More than a dozen volunteers pulled weeds, stained benches, and revitalized outdoor spaces near the Veteran Experience office, all to make the environment more welcoming for veterans and their families visiting for appointments. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is it NATO on the rocks as far as the U.S. is concerned? And what plans are afoot to pack the Supreme Court? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Progressive knows you think the grass is always greener, like maybe you ride a motorcycle. But today, it's raining. So you wish you had an RV, but if you did, you'd have to listen to some guy parked next to you at a campsite play his acoustic guitar. Now, before you start wishing you had a boat, remember, your brother-in-law would invite himself every weekend.
Permission to come aboard, Captain?
But one thing that is greener is the money you could save when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters. $11 million on cat constipation. $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking lawns. We've talked a lot about lawns, but that is super important this time of year. We are answering a question for Alicia in regards to, they had some pictures in the yard, of the yard that they sent me, and could be mold damage, but it could be grub damage, that the damage that they're seeing is coming from raccoons or skunks. So we're looking at the grub aspect first. We'll look at the mole aspect in just a minute. So we started talking about a product called Grub Gone from Natural.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
They're digging for them. They're trying to get them. So putting the grub gone down is one that will last during that period. But the next time you want to actually do it again is late August to early October. Because what that's going to do is make it so next season you don't have as many in the spring. So you don't have to prevent it as much. You don't have to put down as much product. So that's why there's that two aspect. Now, another organic control would be the milky spore. Milky spore is one that will work with the Japanese beetle, which comes from the majority of the grubs that are in New England. And it's a powder that you put down over the lawn. It builds up spores throughout the soil, and those spores actually will attack the grubs and will kill the grub from eating them inside, this the spores themselves. It's kind of crazy if you look at it. What the spores will also do is once they've killed the grub, they will hide in the grub, and as a grub is coming by them, they will go from one to the other to kill that grub. Thing with milky spore is it one that you need to have four applications before it really gets in there. It's one in the spring, one in the fall, and then the next season in the spring and the fall to get enough spores into the soil to really do that damage that you're looking for. So that's one of the reasons why I like Grub Gone as an organic grub control. Okay, so it's a good product to be using. Now, there are some, you know, other season-long grub controls out there. Those guys I wouldn't be using just yet. So a season-long grub control lasts for 3 months. So if we're to put it down now, we're just at the end of April here, but that's all of May, all of June, and all of July. So we're missing August and September here. But August is the big one because that's the heat and that's where they kind of have come up, they emerge, and then they go back down. And so we're looking to have a longer period of time. So we're actually looking to put down that season-long control closer to the end of May so that it's a three season. So then you have all of June, all of July, all of August. And you get into that span where the grubs, you're getting them at the beginning and at the end. Okay? So that's the season-long grub control. Now I'm going to move on real to the opposite here. Is it mold damage? Well, there's one way to find out, and I'd love to explain that to you because it can actually be, it can be a bit of a challenge. But once you find it, you kind of get it. So if you're seeing these little volcanoes all over your yard, you've seen tunnels. What I want you to do at night, go out to the yard, stomp on everything that is up, push it down so it's level with the ground. Walk on the tunnels, walk on everything. Because right now, we don't know where those moles are active. You don't know where they are. They could be on one side of the yard or the other. And we want to know where they are so that we can move them off of the yard organically. So we're going to discuss that on the other side of the break here. So stay tuned. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
All right, crew. Let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR.
We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
We all know Peloton as interactive fitness machines for the home with an online trainer. And what's great about Peloton is you get real-time visual and audio feedback, which makes your workouts better and safer. Nick Cladwell is from Peloton.
We can detect more than 120 different types of exercises. We always want the content on Peloton to be linked to the hardware and software. So we can detect when people are doing compound exercises, for example, a bicep curl into an overhead press. This is the same type of exercise that our fitness instructors like to train toward. We're able to look at any particular exercise, say a push-up, and offer three different types of suggestions. So maybe your push-up's not going low enough to the ground, or maybe you're arching your back too much. We're trying to help you perfect that form and keep you safe.
And it all happens through the new Peloton AI camera. More at onepeloton.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And welcome back to the show. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. You can call or text that number and we will get you on to try and answer your question in regards to your garden. Now we're talking about moles right now and how we can figure out and move them off the property. So I mentioned before the break, at night, and it's important to do it at night because the moles will do their work overnight. So we're not talking go out there at midnight. You know, once the sun starts to go down, 8 o'clock, 7:30, you know, get out there, walk on all of the areas that have been dug up. And if you see tunnels, walk on all of those areas. We're looking to compact as much as possible because moles can do a lot of damage and you're just seeing the aftermath when they've popped up to move to the next. So we need to figure out where they are because a lot of times we will use a product along the lines of Mole Max, right? Or a, you know, Natural Alternative has a product called Chase Mole, which is a natural one. But Mole Max is as well. And it's corn cob pellets coated in castor oil because the moles just don't like it. It irritates their skin, makes them feel kind of uncomfortable, stomach-type problems. It does not kill them, but it makes them say, I got to get out of here. This is a bad restaurant. Right? You're not getting 5 stars. You're not getting that Michelin star for your lawn from these moles if you're using this, this castor oil, if any means. So back to the problem at hand here. So the reason why we do this is they're active at night. So in order to find where they're active, the next morning, go out into the yard and see which of the tunnels have kind of popped up. That's going to tell you where the moles are active. you're going to know, all right, it's in this part of the yard. So you can use a repellent, in essence. So these are pushing them away. They're making it so they don't want to be in your yard. And so you're going to put this repellent down in the area to push them out of your yard. Now, if you have a pretty big yard, these products aren't inexpensive, so you're not going to want to have to do the whole lawn to push them out. And if you do the whole lawn and you do a big square, every time it gets to a corner, the mole is going to just turn around and go somewhere else, but it's going to eat its way there. We're trying to push them out. So we find the area, we do a barrier behind that, pushing them into the woods, pushing them away from our gardens, away from our lawns. And you put this castor oil down, and you make a line, basically, and you're saying, we don't want you to pass this area. It's kind of like doing like a dog fence, right? The electric fence. Some of you might have that out there. There's an electric line, the dog knows not to go there. Well, once that castor oil gets there, these moles know not to go there. They don't go past it. They do not pass go. They do not collect $200. They turn around and go back. And so we're trying to push them out. Slowly, over a couple weeks span, you'll be able to find that these spots, they're not as active because you're pushing them out. You're going to need to do every couple days, step on any holes that you see, because you want to see if you can push them forward and move that line of this repellent closer to getting them off your property. And so that's a major thing here with this process. So if it is moles, the easiest way to do it is use a product like the Chase natural mole repellent from Natural Alternative. You could also use Mole Max. Those are some good ones to be using to push them out of your area. And again, like I said, it could be grubs. It's going to depend on what you're seeing out there. If you're seeing it looks like somebody ripped up the turf and is digging, then it's most likely skunks or raccoons. They're not the issue. They're actually trying to help your lawn. They're getting rid of the issue before it becomes a thing, but they're just not very clean about it. They're not going to put the lawn back. That's something you need to do. But that's what they're doing, is they're looking for dinner. And so it could be one or the other, depending upon the picture or what's in your lawn. So you could have those problems in your yard. Now, I see them in my yard, but mine are not tunnels. Mine are areas that are ripped up. So I know there's a skunk in the area. I've seen the skunk multiple times. I run the other way as fast as I can, but I've seen it. And so it's going into the yard to dig up those grubs. So I know it's, one, helping me, but two, it's like, all right, I didn't want to have to do that area. What can I do to fix it? So that's where the grub control comes in for me. So it's something very common right now that you might see in your yard. I wanted to answer this question because it is super important and something that is active in a lot of New England and throughout the country. Now, another question here kind of deals with the lawn as well. But this is from Anthony. It says, I like the show on my local station. Pictured is something that has overtaken my garden boxes. I've tried digging it up to no avail. Any idea how to get rid of this? Also, several years ago, I planted oregano in the garden, but it's spread to the grass, and I've tried everything to kill it, again, to no avail. I'm just mowing over it now. Any help is appreciated. Well, Anthony, say you put a for sale sign out and start new. Go elsewhere. Nah, I'm kidding here. This can be fixed, but it is very common for the oregano to do this, and it is very common for the weeds. The weeds, I can't tell completely based on the picture, but it is a broadleaf weed, and so there are ways we can get rid of it, okay? And this is in a garden box. It looks right to the edge, so it might be coming in from other areas, but how do we get rid of this? So there's a couple products out there to use to get rid of the weeds that are in the garden box. There's a product called Adios, which is an organic weed control that you can spray, and it will kill the weeds, and it will go down to the root system. It'll help kind of dehydrate the plant, kill it so it doesn't come back. With something like this, using a weed control might not always be the best. Like, when I say weed control, I mean like a heavy-duty one. Because they might say on there that, you know, you can replant in a few weeks, but there's some residual that's sitting in there, especially next to wooden. I think they're wooden. I can't tell if they're wooden or stone. It looks kind of actually like it's stone. If it was a wooden garden box, I'd be a little nervous of it sitting into the wood. But if it's concrete, it looks like it's kind of sealed, so it might not be a bad thing to spray with the synthetic here. All of that being said, there are a couple products out there. I mentioned the Adios, but there is a new high efficiency weed control, and it does say it can be replanted in about 10 to 14 days. It is a synthetic product, but it does work on contact, and we want to hit the leaves with these guys. The problem with any broadleaf weed is you can pull them up, but they are by their root system and going throughout, so you're not going to get everything. So that's why you need to spray the leaves with something. Spraying the leaves here is going to dehydrate the plant. What it does is the chemical takes out the outer, basically let's call it the skin, of the leaf. So it cuts off the skin and allows the sun and chemicals to get into the plant, go throughout the plant, and kill it down to its root system. And so that's why it needs to hit the leaves. If it doesn't hit the leaves and it goes to the roots, it's not going to do the damage. We need it to get into its system here. So you could use a heavy-duty killer. There's a Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. That's a really good one that you can use to kill the weeds. And it, you know, I don't know where you are, but if it's in a cold area, this will actually work down to 45 degrees. I know it's been warm in a lot of the country, but there are some cold temperatures ahead, whereas this weed control can work up to 45 degrees, whereas most weed control, liquid weed control, you need it to be about 65, 70 degrees in order for it to work the best for you. Because we're looking for the sun to help put that chemical into the plant. Whereas the Weed Beater Ultra, it actually sticks to it better because of how it's built. So you don't need as warm temperatures. So depending upon where you are, there's some options. But if it, you know, I'd say 98% of liquid chemicals to kill weeds, it's better to have temperatures of 65 degrees all the way up to about 80, 85 degrees. Because you're using Mother Nature to help kill that plant. Now moving on to the oregano in the garden that went into the lawn. Well, one of the issues here, and at the end of the day, I'd be doing the same thing, is just mowing it over. But as we mow it over, it's reseeding itself and going in. So as long as you're bagging it, it's going to slow down. But there's always going to be parts of it. We never want it to get too big. So it could be as much as that area, just using a all-out killer. It kills everything there, even the grass. You know, just get rid of it. Start fresh. Because the oregano, every time we mow it, is moving a little bit further out and a little bit further out. And it's going to eventually take over, right? So using a total killer would work better for this. An oregano, I mean, it is herbaceous. And so
for me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, they got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit PlumasBank.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's killing it. And so we could do it that way, or we could use a spray to kill the lawn there. But I think where the oregano is definitely something might be worth renovating. If not, do the best you can to mow it, but mow it that area more often than the other areas. Now we got to take a break. We'll come back, wrap the show up, put a nice little bow on it. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark's is volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit MyComputerCareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-716-1261. 800-716-1261. 800-716-1261. That's 800-716-1261.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Nearly eight decades after the end of World War II, a 99-year-old American veteran made a journey back across the Atlantic, returning to the Czech city he helped liberate. As he arrived, the streets were lined with people waving American flags. Children sat on their parents' shoulders. Flowers were tossed gently toward him as he passed. For a moment, time seemed to fold in on itself. Young soldier then, honored hero now. He had been barely out of his teens when he first entered the city in 1945. Back then, the mission was survival. Now the mission was remembrance. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is it NATO on the rocks as far as the U.S. is concerned? And what plans are afoot to pack the Supreme Court? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Hi.
Flo here from Progressive. You know, life changes quickly, so it's good to have flexible coverage.
Oh, you mean like adding another vehicle?
Yes, that's something we can do.
Great, because I was thinking about getting a van so we could just keep the kids' softball stuff in the car.
Oh, we don't need to get into specifics. Just saying it's easy to change.
Oh, and Hannah wants to try the tuba.
Again, we don't need the specifics.
Last year, she wanted to be a tap dancer, but that only lasted two lessons.
Okay.
But she kept the shoes because they are adorable.
Well, just know that with Progressive, you can easily add another car to your auto insurance because we know life changes.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
And welcome back to the show. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Lots of talk about lawn today, but that's kind of what's going on right now. I mentioned it at the beginning of the program. Last weekend, everywhere I went, you either heard a blower or you saw people out with rakes cleaning up in my area. So everybody's doing a lot of...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
So it's not going to hurt the lawn. So it's become a very important, you know, couple weeks here to do a lot of cleanup. And so you're starting to see some things happen with the lawn. You know, we talked about crabgrass control. First application. Will it be two applications? Will it be three? You know, that third one in the fall. There are some options out there. Okay. Now, I did have a follow-up question from a couple weeks ago from our friend Sandy in Chelmsford. She uses protolizer on her plants, and she was going to use it on the Schefflera that we talked about. She wanted to know that if you use protolizer when planting, is it still good to use a product with mycorrhizae in it, or do they do the same thing? Well, so the protolizer doesn't have the mycorrhizae in it. Protolizer is a little bit different for you. The protolizer works with the nutrients that are in the soil to activate them and get them going, whereas the mycorrhizae attacks the root system in a beneficial way in order to help that root system grow bigger and stronger. So they are doing a little bit different things here. And so using that protolizer is going to help get the plants going. But really, what the protolyzer is vitamins, in essence. It's beneficial microbes. It's vitamins for your soil. And so it's going to help that mycorrhizae get to the root system, build stronger root systems, and be able to pull the nutrients from all over. So it's a great 1-2 punch when you're planting. This isn't something that just has to be one or the other. This is something that can be done at the same time. We know with the protolyzer, it's something that you have to mix with water and then pour in, whereas a lot of mycorrhizae right now is in a granular form. Think of biotone from Espoma. The biotone is in a granular form. You mix it into the soil. You plant the plant with it. Then you water it in. It'll slowly break down. Whereas the protolyzer, think of it as a wettable powder, like a fertilizer that you have to mix in water to put in. It's the same thing here. You put it in, you allow it for a couple weeks, and you'll do it again or once a month, and it will help activate everything. So using protolyzer with your mycorrhizae is very beneficial, because the protolyzer will also help create a system, a defense system, to get rid of some of the harmful fungus and keep that good fungus growing in your soil. That good fungus is the mycorrhizae. So it's going to work with it. It's basically, they go hand in hand here. And I would recommend using both 100% every time I plant. Okay, so hopefully that helps you out, Sandy. And hopefully everything's working out well for you with that Chef Flair. Hopefully some things have changed a little bit for the benefits. All right, so like I said, lots of lawn products, lots of lawn to talk about today because it is that time of year. I'm a little bit of a nerd when it comes to the lawn. I like discussing it. There are so many more details that I could go into with it, but you know, we're not going to get too nerdy with it. Want you to be able to follow through and be able to do it. My big thing when it comes to the lawn, and a lot of people I see do this, is a lot of people will just do the first and second step and then skip everything else. To me, it is so important to use 5 applications in your lawn, not just that 4-step that we've been ingrained in our head. 5 applications is 100% what we need to do for our lawn to help feed it throughout the year to continue to get it stronger and get it better for you, so that we can use less of these products to kill crabgrass, to kill the broadleaf weeds, to prevent everything else. The best way to do it is a thicker, greener lawn. And that's what you should be thinking about this season. So that'll do it. I appreciate everybody for listening. Till next week, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. I'll talk at you next week. Have a great one, everybody. We'll see you.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder...
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a 2-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, 1048 and 6 in Midtown Manhattan on the 15th floor. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Admiral William McRaven, one of America's real heroes, is going to be in studio. Brand new book, Duty, Honor, Country, and Life, a tribute to the American spirit. And he has got a great book out for really symbolizing America 250, bringing civility back to this country. Daniel Turner in 15 minutes. Well, we're going to talk about energy in this country, and he is a founder of Energy Advocacy Group, Power the Future. And the market is way up. It's just shy of 50,000 again. So oil is also up. It's $91, just up $1.87, because everything's on hold, which brings me to the big three.
Number three.
The Democrats are trying to find every possible way to pay off their new girlfriend, their voters, which is the illegals, to get money. It is a disaster. We have to stop it.
And that is Tommy Tuberville, student loans. Time to give back student loans to the banks. That's what Tommy Tuberville is pitching. Obama's plan is costing us trillions. I'll explain.
Number two.
So what is important, and I think different than certainly what Texas did in Virginia, is that the maps that the legislature was proposing was before the people, and people very much understood that this is temporary, responsive, and they knew what they were voting for.
That is Governor Abigail Spanberger. Virginia barely beats the Republicans and gets those additional House seats by a severe gerrymander. Miriam, what does it mean for the entire country? Because other states have been gerrymandered. We'll talk about where it stands now and who's next, and I believe it's Florida.
Number one.
Keep in mind that Iran is essentially a partner of the Chinese Communist Party. This is putting the squeeze on China. China finally essentially piped up and said, okay, we got to get the strait opened up.
Yeah, but they told Saudi Arabia to do it. Saudi Arabia cannot open up the strait. Ceasefire extended, talks delayed. Why I think we're heading back to war, and it'll probably be the end of Iran. That's how I think we're heading. Do I look forward to it? No. But I thought after the pounding of 15,000 separate sites, after losing most of their nuclear operations, uranium still buried, after losing their traditional Navy, still have their mosquito Navy, and paying the price they played with their leadership. I'm up to 80 number, up to 80 are dead and more are targeted for death if we go resume. You would think that Iran would get the message. Instead, you have a fracture with their leadership. What do I mean? Well, their military, the IRGC, which is separate even from their traditional military, which numbers over a million, the IRGC is smaller but more powerful and more radical. They are telling their foreign minister, their speaker, yeah, I don't think you should go to the talks. So just as the Air Force Two was fired up, ready to go, with the vice president getting on with Witkoff and Kushner, they were held up for hours, and finally they shut it off because the Pakistanis told the president they're not showing up. And then the president said, he goes, don't end the ceasefire. They urged to wait a couple of days because it's not a matter of them blowing you off. They can't get on the same page. So that's why they're standing. I got to give the president credit for something else. It's not getting a lot of publicity, but what he's did is told, while we wait to find out who's in charge of Iran's delegation, he's asked for the commuting of the hanging of nine women who were caught up in the protest for kid women that want rights, want to be able to go to school, live a normal life, not wear the head apparatus that they have to wear. They were arrested and now they're set to be hung. He's saying, don't do it. If for a gesture of trust, don't hang these women. And that's really what prompted this and the nuclear program together. When you kill between 30 and 41,000 people in cold blood, you pile up their bodies, you charge their families in order to pick up the bodies and then charge them for the bullets used to kill their loved ones. You know how brutal this regime is and the message that they're trying to send. When they get them some type of arms or get that internet fired back up, people like Dennis Ross, who knows this region and that country well, say, you know what? They will turn over leadership. Here's Rebecca Heinrichs, cut 10.
Well, this is really interesting because keep in mind that Iran is essentially a partner of the Chinese Communist Party. And so was Maduro-controlled Venezuela. If you take Venezuelan oil, combine it with Iranian oil exports, that's about 18% of Chinese oil imports, of what China imports. So it really puts the squeeze on China if you're blocking that Iranian oil. And of course, the United States has already planted the American flag in Venezuela, and we're working with this interim government since we snatched Maduro essentially from his bed in Venezuela. So this is putting the squeeze on China. China finally essentially piped up and said, okay, we got to get the strait opened up.
So they have blockaded the strait. We've blockaded every port. So they shot and took two ships, one UK, one Panamanian flagged. So they took them this morning. We have taken one, and then we've taken another off the coast of Sri Lanka because it was heading, one of those so-called ghost ships, heading to Iran's direction. So we're pretty much in a standoff now. So Steve Yates on Fox News at night said this about what's going to happen, because as the president mentioned, and no one's really argued, they're losing about $500 million a day. For a country with 140% inflation and a worthless currency, that's tough. Cut 15.
I think the president has been gradually upping the pressure and upping capabilities to compel an outcome. I think the last part of this at this point is going to be the financial tools that are in the Secretary of Treasury's hands and keeping the embargo in place. I really don't think they have more than a matter of days, if at most a couple of weeks, before economic pressure is overwhelming for whatever the remnants are trying to hold on to.
Now, on the other side, Republicans are feeling the pressure. Why? Because gas prices are high. It was one of the things they were hanging their hat on. Why? President's approval rating has dipped down, not quite as low as it's been published, but it's low. I get it. But it can quickly reverse. This thing gets wrapped up in a positive way. Gas prices go down almost immediately. We've seen that in the past. If you just look at where gas prices were when he took office and how quick they came down when he came to drilling and getting rid of regulation and letting everybody in the oil and gas business know, I'm in this to drill and I'm not going to hit you with environmental credits and demand that you use solar panels on your Volkswagen, then business is going to respond. That will help a lot. But Olivia Beavers of the Wall Street Journal said this last night, cut 12.
I mean, we're in a war where you're going to see both sides claiming victory. I think the president's claimed victory multiple times so far, and we still are engaged in military operations with them. Republicans seem to be getting a little bit more uncomfortable as the time the war drags on. And that's something that they wanted and hoped would be wrapped up quickly before the midterms. But it seems like the president's also feeling a little bit more bullish and willing to, you know, block the Strait of Hormuz and take a more aggressive stance. So you're starting to see maybe a little bit of a schism there.
Look, we are refired up. The vehicle, everything's maintenanced. We've got more assets into the area. We have three aircraft carriers, which we don't need all three, evidently, reportedly. But we have all three ready to go. We're over-prepared to finish the job. I'm sensing, even though the Gulf states will pay a short-term price, I'm sensing we do it. Now, should we take out their power plants and their bridges? The risk is, and Admiral McRaven will expand on this, the risk is that they hit desalinization plants in places like Kuwait, where 90% of their water is from. Can we protect it by now? It's been enough for a number of weeks. Let's see. Doesn't take much to hurt it. You know, get one drone that gets through. Daniel Turner's coming up next. I don't want to take too much of his time. Just remind you, you miss any piece of the show. You can only listen to 15 minutes or watch 15 minutes a day. Most of our guests are in studio or on camera now through Zoom. Go to YouTube.com at the Brian Kilmeade Show. It's our YouTube channel, which is on fire right now. I hope you like the clips. I'm going to be putting more and more up there. Don't move.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Advantage Gold, one of America's top precious metals companies, is sounding the alarm that a storm is coming and that now is the time to diversify your portfolio before it's too late. That's why we're offering an emergency gold and silver protection kit valued at $49, absolutely free for anyone who calls today at 800-900-8000. This kit includes critical information for investors with a retirement account seeking to own physical gold and silver but want to do it tax and penalty free. Advantage Gold has helped investors protect and secure their wealth with physical gold and silver since 2014. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 and we'll rush your emergency gold and silver kit plus a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. See how gold and silver can help you protect and secure your wealth with the help of Advantage Gold. Results vary. Consult with your financial and tax advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. New court filings in an Iowa murder case offer a glimpse of the prosecution's evidence in a fatal shooting that shook the real estate industry 15 years ago. 53-year-old Kristen Ramsey was arrested last month for first-degree murder in the April 2011 death of Ashley Auckland. Auckland was working an open house at a model townhouse when she was shot in the face and the chest at close range. Court documents say a woman who was in a neighboring townhome said she heard two loud noises a few seconds apart, then saw Ramsey by the model home's front door before she was seen by her car talking on her phone. The filings show that call was to an employee of the company that owned the development. At the time, Ramsey was a sales manager. After Ramsey drove off erratically, the witness went to the home and found Auckland unresponsive. Two search warrants were executed at Ramsey's home, including one carried out less than a month after the shooting. In both cases, the document says authorities found guns, illegal substances, and posters threatening violence. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1980.
5 seconds to the gold medal. 4 to the gold medal. This impossible dream comes true.
The jury took less than 2 hours to reach its verdict. Remarkably fast when you consider they had 33 separate murders to consider.
I can't say at this moment what other nations will not go to the Summer Olympics in Moscow. Ours will not go.
I aim to try and tap that great American spirit that opened up this completely undeveloped continent from coast to coast and made it a great nation.
This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him Mr. Lenin, and then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
News as it happened. News as it happened.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. A recent study suggests sugary drink taxes may have little effect on some fast food customers. Researchers at New York University finding that soda taxes may not deter customers from ordering higher calorie drinks at some fast food drive-thrus. The study analyzed customers at 120 Taco Bell locations across 5 U.S. cities over a 6-year period. Half of the Taco Bell locations studied were in locations that impose a soda tax, a 1 to 2 cent per ounce surcharge that aims to improve public health by encouraging customers to order lower calorie alternatives. But the study showed the taxes did not produce a meaningful change in beverage calories purchased compared to the cities that do not charge a sugary drink tax. While other studies suggest soda taxes do seem to work at grocery stores, linked to a drop in sales in some areas. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
To your ears, it's
Brian Kilmeade.
I don't know. That could happen later this year. That might not happen till next year. But prices have likely peaked, and they'll start going down. Certainly with a resolution of this conflict, you'll see prices go down. Under $3 a gallon is pretty tremendous in an inflation-adjusted terms. We had that in the Trump administration, but we hadn't seen that in inflation-adjusted term for quite a long time. We'll get back there for sure.
But the Chris Wright saying it's going to take maybe to the end of the year for $3 gas really turned the president the wrong way. And by the way, I don't think he's right. And he's the expert. I get it. Because look how quick the price of oil and gas came down after President Trump took office. Why wouldn't it be the same thing again? Daniel Turner joins us now. Founder of an energy advocacy group known as Power the Future. Dan, who's right, the president or is it Chris Wright?
I'm going to give credit to the president here only because of what we have seen in the past. When he was sworn in 2025, it was a matter of weeks till oil dropped to $65 a barrel and gas came to, you know, $2.85 a gallon. And the reason why is because the markets had this stability. Permitting was happening, financing was happening, infrastructure was being built. There was no obstacle for them to produce. Right now, there are no obstacles either. There's just a lot of jitters around, obviously, what's happening in Iran, and that has everyone on edge.
Right. So oil is up slightly. It's still under $90 a barrel, but the market seems to love it. Now, there is oil and gas companies. Are they making money in this?
They are definitely reaping profits, but they're spending those profits because unlike in the past, they have something to spend those profits on, right? So if you're a huge oil company and you do have excess money, what are you doing with it? Well, you want to drill for more oil, right? And now you can because Alaska is open. The Outer Continental Shelf is open. The Gulf of America is open.
Right.
The coast of California is open. Right. So if you want to produce oil, if that's your job, you're always looking for opportunities to produce more oil. For 4 years under Biden, they would say, hey, oil is $130 a barrel, but you can't do anything with it. So they bought back their stocks. They gave each other bonuses. And then they got yelled before Congress, you greedy SOBs, right? Who are you making money? What else am I supposed to do with money? Right now they have something to spend money on, which is capital investment.
And people say, how come Joe Biden's prices went down eventually during his administration after the Putin price hike, air quotes? And what he did was drained our reserves and bought more from Venezuela in a deal with the devil.
Yep. And prices really didn't go down. They went down from their all-time highs, but his average was $95 a barrel. So we're kind of at Biden-level pricing now. Now, Trump didn't run on Biden-level pricing, obviously, but we saw in the first 13 months of his administration that prices will come down pretty darn quickly.
So not only is there a Republican in office with a different philosophy when it comes to climate change, but you also have a different country now.
Yeah.
You pointed out to me, no one's talking about climate change.
No.
So even they're trying to get office, win over their party, vilify Trump. They're not saying climate change, give me a solar panel, or give me death.
No.
So, and today is Earth Day, right?
Yeah, and normally, especially here in Great New York, there would be huge demonstrations in Central Park. All the freak shows would be out banging drums in Washington, D.C. Maybe it doesn't help that it's kind of ugly and rainy here right now. They don't like to protest in bad weather, right?
I heard that.
We had this miserable winter. You know, no one was gluing themselves to traffic when there was 4 feet of snow on the ground and it was 20 degrees, right? So they're going to wait for the spring and the summer. But this is their sacred high holy day, and none of them are out. And the reason why is because even their side realizes it's a failed message.
So when I went down to Midland, Texas to do a story on oil and gas, because I don't have that background in it, and I was talking to these people in their 50s and 60s, and they said they were being actively discouraged in school, their kids were, from getting into their business as if it is the mob or getting involved with an underground gang.
Yeah.
And they couldn't believe it. They were getting vilified by their own kids. Has that changed?
No, but it's changing. And I think we're heading in a good direction. There are cultural educational issues. You look at your average kid's grammar book or English textbook. It's riddled with climate change nonsense. Just a constant indoctrination of all these things. Look at, you know, may he rest in peace, the previous Pope, Pope Francis. He talked about gun runners, pornographers, and fossil fuel executives. He lumped them in this. I know a lot of fossil fuel executives who are wonderful, devout, generous Christians, patriots, and they'd be like, I'm sorry, pornographers, right? And then the Pope would get on a private jet and fly somewhere.
So. I'm so done with this Pope and weighing in. We did a whole special on Fox Nation yesterday that aired live just on the Pope and the President.
Yeah. Like,
what is going on? You also, on a side note, had the Catholic Church. Evidently, there are a bunch of Catholics in China that want to be able to be Catholics, as opposed to the ridiculous religion China makes them worship. If the Pope wanted to weigh in, go to bat for those Chinese Catholics that are hoping not to get executed. Here is President Biden as he talks about what matters to him.
The climate crisis doesn't care if you're in a red or blue state. It's an existential threat. We have an obligation, not to ourselves, but to our children and grandchildren, to confront it. I'm proud of how America at last is stepping up to the challenge. We're still going to need oil and gas for a while. But guess what? No, we do. But there's so much more to do.
So I'm getting flashbacks and going through PTSD. But that's what you had to deal with.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're talking with Daniel Turner, who's an energy expert. Man, we do need him now. And that's what the oil and gas industry said. This is the guy in charge. So he's going to make it hard for us to continue to expand our business.
And because of the climate crisis, as they so called it, look at what they did. We'll just take New York as an example. Under the previous Governor Cuomo and under the current Governor Hochul, they've shut down around 5 or 6 reliable coal plants. They shut down a nuclear power plant. Now New York utilities are 40% higher than they were.
And the Democratic governor says, oh, can we slow this climate schedule down a little bit.
The ban on gas stoves, they've stopped pipelines from coming from Pennsylvania. The shocking thing is that Pennsylvania, which is not very far, is the second largest producer of natural gas in the nation. You could build a pipeline effortlessly, especially through upstate New York. Gas, electricity should be almost an afterthought.
Yeah, I know they're trying to do a deal with the Secretary of Energy and Interior to get a pipeline through in exchange for letting them keep congestion or some windmills and congestion pricing. Where's that at?
I believe that it's the Constitution Pipeline, and I believe the permitting for that has gone through.
Good.
As we're in the matter of the construction. But again, these are things that should have been built 5, 6, 10 years ago.
And I know people have this perception of New York City. It's all New York. It's all New York City. It's not.
No.
If you gave New York the opportunity that Pennsylvania has, they could be a natural gas capital. There's a lot of natural gas, and these people in upstate New York need an economic opportunity. But we passed on it thanks to our ridiculous previous governor and the government.
And the thing that's infuriating about the climate movement, especially when it comes to policies, is that you never get they never look at it and say, okay, well, this failed. Let's reverse it. It's just doubling down. So you've shuttered all these reliable fossil fuel plants.
Right.
Utilities are through the roof. No one says, well, that was a bad idea, right? Maybe we should do something different. Nope. You just do more of the same, and you continue to inflict this pain on your constituents.
So the market's up 414 points. It's approaching closer to 50,000 because we're not having war right now. How much does America need the Strait of Hormuz?
For global prices, right? We are on a global pricing.
But do we physically need it? We don't need it.
We don't need it, no. But it does affect global pricing. I compare it to another commodity, gold. Gold in Japan is the same price as it is in America, right?
Are you comfortable always? Is that way we're going to be the rest of our lives subjected to global pricing when it comes to oil and gas?
I think so until we start really outproducing them or until we control a lot more of the world's oil and gas region. We now control Venezuela. I don't see America foregoing that anytime soon. Yes, we'll cooperate. The people of Venezuela will reap some of the rewards.
And they should.
Absolutely. I think President Trump wants to do the same thing in Iran. I think he wants to take over that, and then we control where it goes, and that means it doesn't go to communist China. It doesn't go to our adversaries.
Well, how about they pay what they're supposed to pay?
Yes.
Right. And just how about that? They're not getting the steep discount in Venezuela, and 80% of Iran's oil is sold against sanctions to China.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what could break this impasse, by the way.
100%.
All right. Daniel, always educational to have you in and always great. Daniel Turner, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian.
Coming up next, Admiral William McRaven. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Fox News Books has boasted a host of bestsellers. Now, Fox News Books enters the world of podcasting. This season, the Fox News Books podcast presents The Miracles Among Us. For its first season, Fox News Books will present this special podcast brought to you by the author, Fox News senior medical analyst, Dr. Mark Siegel. The Miracles Among Us on the Fox News Books podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Hello, everyone. This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
Neil McDonough portrays Jesus. Stacey Keach, Sean Astin, Michael York, and Kristen Bell provide the voices for some of Jesus' notable followers. A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told, The Life of Jesus.
Make sure to spread the word.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is House Call for Health. Researchers are excited about a new low-cost blood test that can screen for cancer and liver disease. The test works by analyzing DNA cells that are naturally shed from every organ. Every day, 50 to 70 billion cells in our body die. They don't just disappear. Their DNA goes into the bloodstream. This genetic material carries signals that reflect what's happening in the body. A study analyzed blood samples from more than 1,000 people, including patients with liver, lung, ovarian, and stomach cancers. Others had liver diseases like hepatitis B, hepatitis C, alcohol-related liver disease, and fatty liver disease. Researchers found the test detected about 63% of cancers across all stages and about 55% of early-stage cancers, though they caution that larger trials are needed. Findings appear in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Reverend Jesse Jackson made a run for the presidency in 1984. In a speech, he apologized for remarks made referring to New York as, quote, Jaime Town.
If in my high moments I have done some good, shed some light, healed some wounds, if in my low moments, in word, deed, or attitude, through some error of temper, taste, or tone, I've caused anyone discomfort, created pain, that was not my truest self. If there were occasions when my grape turned into a raisin and my jaw bell lost its resonance, please forgive me. Charge it to my head and not to my heart.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A 33-year-old Washington State woman who journaled about killing her father before she fatally shot him was sentenced to 28 years in prison. Alyssa Bradburn was sentenced April 2nd in Spokane County after a jury found her guilty of first-degree murder in the 2024 killing of her father, Timothy Bradburn. Prosecutors say Bradburn showed little emotion during the trial, sitting stoically and at times smiling. During her testimony, she said she enjoyed the trial process but believed she deserved punishment and would accept her sentence. Bradburn called 911 June 25, 2024 and reported that she had shot her father as he returned home from a trip to Hawaii and she'd wait for police outside the home. Bradburn admitted she began planning to kill her father weeks in advance, practicing with the firearm inside the home and getting help loading it at a gun range. At first, Bradburn alleged her father was abusive but withdrew those claims later. Bradburn's defense attorney argued she was mentally ill. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
That's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I would just say, let's not negotiate anymore. Let's just walk away. Let's finish the job.
And when you think about their fractured command and control, Vahidi's in charge of the IRGC. Under the Mosaic Doctrine, they've broken that down to 31 IRGC headquarters. And they've thought about fighting the United States. So my point to them being fractured in their leadership, which it is because of President Trump and what he has done, is I say, let's create more problems for them and try to figure this out. That's why I keep going back to take something like Karg Island or seize the islands in the Strait of Hormuz with the Tripoli and Boxer orgs that you've got there. And you've got elements of the 82nd Theater. They can take Karg Island. And all of a sudden now you're creating and compounding the problem for them to try to solve. And I don't think they can solve it because they don't have the leadership left that can figure this out.
So that is Lieutenant General Kellogg weighing in on where we go from here in light of the fact that yesterday we had Air Force Two ready to go with the Vice President Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner to fly into Islamabad, 18 hours, by the way, 18 hours, and then became clear the Pakistanis said they reversed course and that the Iranians will not be sending a delegation. And he said they have a fracture on their side. They can't get on the same page, so they decided not to go. I guess the IRGC won that argument as opposed to doing a deal with people that can't actually cut the deal. That's one thing the vice president said last time in the 21-hour negotiation. It became clear in the middle that the people we were talking to did not have the authority to agree to anything, which is a bit of a problem. So the chaos ensued. There is no agreement. The president extended the ceasefire 3 to 5 days, and Kellogg says, hey, you know what? I would just say let's finish the job. What does Admiral William McRaven think? He's retired U.S. four-star admiral, served on the Ninth Command, the Ninth Commander of the United States Special Operations Command, and the author of a brand-new book, perfect for 250, called Duty, Honor, Country, and Life, A Tribute to the American Spirit. Admiral, always great to have you in.
Yeah, good to be with you, Brian.
So we hit the ground running. That's one lieutenant general's opinion about where to go from here. Love yours.
Yeah, well, one, I love Keith Kellogg. It's always enjoyable listening to him on Fox. I probably disagree with him in some respect. So I teach a class at the University of Texas, the LBJ School of Public Affairs, on national security decision making. And I put the students in a simulated, situation room. They play members of the National Security Council. And I give them a framework for thinking about, how are you going to make national security decisions? And one of the things I tell them is you have to ask yourself, the decisions you make and the actions you take, will you be in a better strategic position after you do this? So as we think about where we are now, what does the president want out of this? I think the president wants the Straits of Hormuz to be open, and he would certainly like to get the nuclear material back in his hands, or at least he'd like to convince the Iranians not to enrich more past the 60% that some of this highly enriched uranium is. You're going to have to get them to the bargaining table, to the negotiation table to do that. Right now, I think the only way to do that is to say, look, we will lift the blockade. And I know that's not popular, but the blockade is a switch. You can turn it on, you can turn it off. We will lift the blockade. You come to the negotiation. It's just like the ceasefire.
But you actually unblock the strait too, right?
Well, the strait is to some degree open a little bit. I mean, we haven't blockaded the strait. We blockaded the ports.
No, I know. Would you also tell Iran, open up the strait?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So open up. So in this ceasefire period, open up the strait. We will lift the blockade. You come to the negotiating table. If we're not able to negotiate a deal, and the two deals is the straits stay open and you don't enrich past a certain point, then we blockade again. And again, you can turn that on and turn that off really rapidly. So I don't think the president is giving up anything by saying, let's lift the blockade for a period of time to bring them to the table. Then if they don't want to come to the table, they've got no more excuses. Then the president's in a position to say, okay, look, I gave you an opportunity. Now maybe we go on and do strategic strikes.
So as you did then, you sit down. So let's say they still don't want to sit down.
Sure.
Lift that. And the IRGC, there's an excellent chance that we're dealing with a group that feels as though by surviving, they're winning.
Right. Absolutely.
So yep. How much damage would you go, you as a commander and let's say a secretary of state, when would you bring the military option back?
Yeah, I think you've got to give the negotiation a little time. What people don't realize is even to negotiate the JCPOA with people that were professional negotiators, it took 18 months. Now, the president clearly doesn't want to wait 18 months, but you're going to have to give the negotiation a little time. But, okay, let's say the negotiations don't go as planned. Yes, you reblockade the ports, and then you begin to escalate again the strikes. you got to be very careful about going after the power plants and these sort of things, because the Iranians still have a lot to play. They've got a lot of drones. They've got a lot of short-range ballistic missiles. They can then attack, you know, the UAE and Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and their Arab neighbors in a way that's really going to disrupt the world economy.
So I mentioned this to you in the green room before Fox and Friends today, Admiral, but I mean, we do now have a week and a half, 2 weeks to maybe get some missile defense to protect those desalinization plants and maybe protect the vital areas. And now we have the defensive drones the Ukrainians have provided instead of using the Patriots to knock down $100,000 drones. So how much of an adjustment have we made, do you think, from the contacts you have and the reasonableness that
you have? Yeah, I think, you know, we've certainly put some of the high-value targets, some of the refineries in, and again, I'll be careful here, but in some of the Arab states, we have resupplied them with some additional Patriots. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think we have enough Patriots to cover every gap. So the Iranians could clearly find an opportunity. I mean, you talk about launching hundreds of drones or ballistic missiles. They could still get through and do significant damage to some of the power plants or the desalinization plants that are along that, Persian Gulf coastline.
How much progress do you think we've made in observing how much damage we've done and what the Iranians have done to try to fix things during the ceasefire period? Do you think we're still learning a lot right now?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, we have unfettered access to the skies, and our satellite imagery and the intelligence community certainly has a good understanding of the damage that's been done and what the Iranians are trying to do to rebuild it. But I think people, they don't quite understand how large Iran is. I'm from Texas. Yeah, Texas is a pretty big state. Iran is 2.5 times the size of Texas.
90 million people.
Yeah, so, but when you think about, well, why don't we just find these little boats, these, fast boats along the coast? Well, that's like looking along the entire east coast of the United States and trying to find a Boston whaler. These are not easy things to do, even with the military that we've got. So can we see if they're, you know, rebuilding or digging out from Natanz or Qom? Sure, of course we can. But the threats that exist today are a lot, again, of these fast attack boats, of the drones that are in bunkers and cave complexes, and, of course, the ballistic missiles.
So you've thought about this, and you've war planned around this almost your entire career.
Right.
Because Iran's been my whole adult life, Iran's been an enemy, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So when this is nothing new to you. It's just about when we were going to take them on in some way, shape, or form. And you also probably know some of the 600-plus that lost their lives in Iraq through the insurgency sponsored by the EFPs made by the Iranians, let alone the thousands that would have been wounded. You might even know some of the 241 that were killed in Beirut. Yeah. Along with the hostages that we're taking. So knowing that they have this long track record of and blood on their hands, how has this conflict played out differently than you thought, and how much was it very similar to what you thought?
Yeah, so make no mistake about it. The Iranian regime has been horrible since 1979. And you laid out all the issues, Brian. I mean, the fact of the matter is they have killed hundreds or thousands of Americans or been responsible for the deaths of hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans and our allies. Their proxies, you know, the Houthis, Hezbollah, Hamas, have continued to do damage around the area. So nobody is losing any sleep over the Iranian regime and, again, the destruction that we have that we've levied on them. That's all well and good. But I get back to the strategic position. So at the end of the day, the president has to look strategically. Every president since 1979 has wanted a change in the regime. A lot of the times they haven't done it because there were some things that were pretty obvious to the military. You know, one, it's very difficult to change regimes, as the president is finding out. You've wiped out all the senior leaders, but guess what? This regime runs wide and deep. Also, we've never been able to bomb our way to victory, right? So this idea that we could, you know, level the key infrastructure in Iran and they would just somehow give up, that's never been the case in modern history.
Because it's so blatantly, they're blatantly unpopular with the people.
Well, sure.
And they never got elected to power. So it's not like you're going with 90 million against the rest of the world. You're probably going with what? 500,000 tops?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And, you know, 200,000 probably just in the IRGC that are keeping an eye on a lot of these other folks. But yeah, so again, the president wanted the Iranian people to rise up. That's going to be really hard. And you never, ever, ever, ever talk about Iran without talking about the Straits of Hormuz, because that is always their leverage point. So the president going forward, if he wants to find himself in a better strategic position than he was before February 28th, then he's going to have to figure out how do you get them to the table and negotiate something that opens the straits, reduces their enrichment of uranium, and maybe we move forward.
So I love your book, the concept of it. It takes a lot of your speeches, which you're great at not only delivering but writing, duty, honor, country, and life, a tribute to the American spirit. And what prompted you is 250. You want people to understand we've always been arguing. We've
right.
always been disagreed. But what's different now is we seem to be we seem to have lost the ability to do it constructively.
Right. Right.
So how does this book attack that?
Well, I talk about in a lot of the speeches, and of course, as you know, Brian, my speeches, they're stories. And they're stories of great Americans I've met, great people I've met across the country and across the world that have inspired me. So part of the book is, look, if you're starting to lose a little faith in America, read the book, and I think it will help you regain that faith. But another part of the book is to look at where we are 250 years into our democracy. And when you look back over our democracy, look, we've had problems, but we have always overcome them. And one of the key attributes that has allowed us to overcome them is our ability to be civil. And I mentioned earlier this morning on Fox and Friends, George Washington had a little book that he carried with him called The Rules of Civility and Decency. And he really lived by those rules.
He wrote them?
No, he did not write it, but it was a
collection of what he learned.
Yeah, and no, it was a little book that had been written, but he carried it with him everywhere, and he passed it out to people because he wanted his officers to understand what was important about generalship, about citizenship, and so being civil was part of that. And then about 100 years later, you have John Stuart Mill comes along, and he writes a book called On Liberty, and there's a whole section on civility. And Mill's point was, look, it's okay to disagree, but people need to have competing ideas. But at the end of the day, you can't get competing ideas to solve problems unless people are civil in that part of the discussion.
So I mean, probably the most famous speech you gave is 2014 University of Texas commencement speech, where you talked about making your bed.
Yeah.
And it's a small book, but man, it was a bestseller forever. But it was based off that speech. That's one of your stories, right? Do the
sure.
little things right, and the big
That's
things will
exactly
fall
right.
into place.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what other speeches did you build off of in this? And what about your family's influence, being that your
yeah.
dad served in World War II?
Yeah, well, of course, yeah, my parents are a big part of my life, as parents and guardians and coaches and teachers are. So I have a number of speeches in here. I gave a speech to the MIT graduating class in 2020. I've given a speech to the National Football Foundation to talk about football. And my father was a professional football player. And he always believed that, how you played football between the lines, between the 120 yards on turf, was how you ought to be a man. Respect your opponent. Be humble. Respect the rules. But I've got speeches in there to the law enforcement officers. That's the first speech in there that I gave in 2011 after the bin Laden raid, to talk about, how much I appreciated what law enforcement officers did. I've got speeches to the National Historical Society. But again, all of these speeches, and to Irishmen, I gave a keynote speech at the 200th anniversary of the Hibernian Society in Savannah. And the point about the quote-unquote Irishman is that we all have a little bit of Irish in us. We want to fight the good fight.
Right. And the thing is, Admiral, we'll have a few more minutes when we get back. But you as an Irish guy also know that people fight. But I think one of the most inspirational things is when they hug at the end.
Yeah, absolutely.
You were literally beating each other for 12, sometimes 15 rounds back in the 80s, and you would hug it out. So if they can do that.
That's part of the respect.
That's
right,
it.
Brian.
Back in a moment.
Real talk, real guests, real insight. Where curiosity meets conversation. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. The woman dubbed the Ketamine Queen was sentenced to 15 years in prison for providing the drug that killed actor Matthew Perry. Jazzine Sanga pleaded guilty last year to one count of maintaining a drug-involved premises, three counts of distribution of ketamine, and one count of distribution that resulted in death or serious bodily injury. 42-year-old admitted in a plea agreement to working with another dealer to supply the Friends actor with dozens of vials of ketamine, including the dose that led to his fatal overdose in October of 2023 at the age of 54. Prosecutors say Sanga ran a high-volume drug trafficking business out of her North Hollywood home, where she stored, packaged, and distributed drugs, including ketamine and methamphetamine, since at least 2019. Another man died hours after she sold directly to him in 2019. Sanga is one of five defendants charged in Perry's death to plead guilty, the third to be sentenced. She was facing a maximum sentence of 65 years in prison. There's more on the story at FoxNews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Nick Offerman and Jordan Sparks, who dive into the fun of the Pout Pout Fish, about unlikely friends on an undersea quest to find a legendary fish to save their homes. Sparks shares how she relates to her character, Shimmer.
Everybody in the ocean is looking for her, not for who she is, but what they think she can do. And being someone that has been in the public eye from a very young age, I understand that. I feel like because of that, Shimmer has an empathy.
Nick also appreciates the sweet messages included.
The idea that, like, we maybe, you know, don't think as highly of ourselves as we should. I'm married to a sort of sparkly fish. And it's easy for me to think, well, she's gorgeous and has a beautiful singing voice, but all I can do is carry luggage and, like, be security for her. But it's good to be reminded that those skills are just as important as being able to sing a beautiful solo.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Mead.
Hey, welcome back. It's out this week, right? Right, Admiral? It's called Duty, Honor, Country, and Life, a tribute to the American spirit. Are you looking forward to July 4th and all these things celebrating our 250th birthday?
Of course. I mean, look, as I said, this experiment in democracy, and this is a grand experiment. We're not there yet. But when you look back over 250 years, one, we're the longest democracy in the history of the world. And for all of our missteps, and there have been a few, this is still the greatest country in the world. And we ought to celebrate it.
What do you see your role as probably one of the most well-known and respected leaders of your generation? Is that why it's important for you to make these speeches, to put so much time into it, and then put this book together?
Yeah, I mean, the point is, and I say it right up front, look, this is... Every time I write a speech, I try to make sure that it is a speech that I think reflects the values that we admire in America. It is about courage. It is about integrity. It is about humility. It is about compassion. It's about thing I think that the founding fathers looked at and said, these are important qualities and we want to bake them into our DNA. And everywhere I go, probably outside the political arena of Washington, D.C., there are terrific Americans out there. And yes, we disagree on a lot of things, but as we approach the 250th, we need to celebrate the good of America.
So you're worried about social media. People talk about how it polarizes.
Yeah.
Are you kind of heartened by the fact that we have a generation now in their teens that say, I'm not going to get caught up in that. Yeah. I see how the manipulation's happening.
Yeah.
We see schools pushing back on the iPads. And even if it's no political agenda, it's no one's learning the way they used to, no one's interacting the way they used to. I think we're seeing a reawakening from the last time you were here.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a new book out called The Anxious Generation, or it's been out for a little while. And it talks about the impact of iPhones and iPads and these sort of things.
And you've seen it.
Yeah, of course. And so I am concerned. And I've got a couple of grandchildren and their parents, my kids, are very, very careful about giving the grandkids access to iPhones too early. And so you do worry about that. But, you know, we talked about earlier in the green room before Fox and Friends about civility. And I think what has generated a lot of the incivility has been the social media, because you can be anonymous.
Right.
So you can get out there and you can rail away on somebody and never put your name on it. And then you feel like, well, that emboldens you to go out and
get some followers.
Yeah, of course. And be more and more mean-spirited. And then at some point in time, you think, well, I'm getting a lot of followers. I'll put my name on it, and then that's who I'm going to be. And that does not serve America well.
How about with AI, people saying, let me let AI tell me the answer to this question. write that speech.
Yeah, no. You know, I use AI to do some research, but I'm always a little careful because, you know, I use it almost like I use Google, but I never, ever, ever have it write anything for me. Part of it is I just don't ever want to be, you know, accused or somebody say, well, this looks like it was written by AI. No, no, no. Everything I write, everything I put to paper are my original words. Now, I'll look up, tell me about Brian Killamy. Tell me about his history, that sort of thing.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Most of it's negative.
Well, but the other part is a lot of it's not accurate either. So yeah. You have to be very careful with AI.
So that's why the green room. That's why our green room conversations are so valuable. Hey, guys, pick up this book, especially if you have a birthday, Father's Day coming up, or Mother's Day in 2 weeks. Duty, Honor, Country, and Life, a tribute to the American spirit. Admiral William McRaven, always great.
Great to be here, Brian. Thanks.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1971. Charles Manson.
It came about by not having a family, by being born without a father. I'm on the wrong side of the law the minute I was born, and I stand strong inside of it.
The district attorney's office and I personally and the Los Angeles Police Department are all exceedingly happy with this verdict. We expected the verdict, but until that clerk reads the verdict, you never know.
I think the public's reaction has been, we did need to know this information. We had a right to know it.
Jim was buried in a simple ceremony with only a few friends present, because those of us who knew him intimately wanted to avoid all the notoriety and circus-like atmosphere that surrounded the deaths of such other rock personalities.
I'd just like to say before we start off with the concert that to thank you all for coming here.
Peace out.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The annual White House Correspondents' Dinner was cut short last night as President Trump and other U.S. leaders were uninjured and evacuated from the Washington Hilton Hotel where the event was being held. After a gunman opened fire, the FBI says the shooter is in custody and that its Washington field office is responding. Members of the press still dressed for the event moved to the White House briefing room where President Trump answered questions and made statements about the shooting, including about video footage he released to the assailant.
And have just released, for purposes of transparency, clarity, I've ordered it to be put out. You probably have it by now, put out on Truth and put out on many of the platforms. A tape showing the violence of this thug that attacked our Constitution, and also showing how quickly Secret Service and law enforcement acted on our country's behalf. Really did a great job.
D.C. police have identified the suspect as 31-year-old Cole Allen from California and believe he was a guest at the hotel. Two guns and multiple knives were confiscated. The FBI is currently investigating at the suspect's home in California. The USS George H.W. Bush aircraft arrives in the Middle East.
Three U.S. aircraft carriers and their accompanying warships are now sailing in the waters of the Middle East, giving President Donald Trump additional warships to enforce his blockade of Iranian ports and more firepower should he decide to resume strikes on Iran. The arrival of a third carrier strike group comes as the U.S. expands its efforts to go after ships supporting the Iranian regime. In addition to enforcing its blockade, the U.S. has begun boarding sanctioned and dark fleet oil tankers carrying Iranian oil. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The latest attempt at ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran appears to have failed again. Tehran's top diplomat left Pakistan Saturday. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
A roommate is charged with murder in the disappearance of two students in Florida.
Former University of South Florida student Hisham Abu Garbi made an initial court appearance Saturday after being charged with killing his roommate and the roommate's girlfriend. Doctoral students also from USF, Zamil Limon and Nahida Bristi, who disappeared April 16th. The 26-year-old Abu Garbi, a native-born U.S. citizen, is being held without bond. He was taken into custody Friday at his family's home after a standoff with officers. Relatives of Lamon and Bristi, who are from Bangladesh, say they were talking about getting married. I'm Julie Walker.
The Boston Red Sox have fired manager Alex Cora, who led them to the 2018 World Series championship. He will be replaced on an interim basis by Chad Tracy, who had been managing the club, AAA Worcester affiliate. The team made the announcement yesterday after a 17-1 victory in Baltimore. More news and analysis at townhall.com. Despite the oil shortages brought on by the war with Iran, economist Steve Moore is calling out California lawmakers who blame President Trump for their high gas prices.
For California to be running out of energy would be like Alaska running out of ice. I mean, there's no place on earth that has, well, I shouldn't say that. Texas and Alaska probably have more oil than California, but California is very energy rich, and they just choose not to go after it. And so that is a shame, really, because they should be paying closer to, you know, $3 to $4 a gallon.
Steve Moore, with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Two wildfires in southeastern Georgia continue to threaten homes and lives as officials warn that strong winds could spread the flames. The Highway 82 fire has been burning since Monday and has destroyed at least 87 homes. Meanwhile, a second fire about 70 miles to the southwest in Clinch counties burned more than 46 square miles. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're there. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show coming your way. I come to you from Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world. Of course, world events are driving the show often. Susan Page is going to be with us because the king is coming here. She's got a brand new book out called The Queen and Her Presidents, How the Hidden Hand That Shaped History. We know about the king. We've worked hard to get away from the king, and now we can't wait for the king to come visit. Mark Thiessen. He does not go into the No Kings rallies. He can't get in. He does not have the proper ID. Former chief speechwriter for George W. Bush, Fox News contributor, Washington Post columnist, is going to be with us shortly. And we're going to be moving forward on all this breaking news. Maybe some hope in the House of getting DHS funded. Can you imagine that? Which brings us to the big three.
Number three.
That money is dried up. If I continue down this path, the first week of May, what the Democrats need to do is explain to the American people why they want open borders. They need to be held accountable because they're putting homeland at risk.
No kidding, Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, is DHS about to get fully funded? It's all about the House, and the House wants to put more in there, like more funding for the war in Iran, like for the Save America Act, elements of it. Should they fatten it up and send it back or just pass it and be done with it? We'll discuss it.
Number two.
You will see that these banking institutions tie directly the funding mechanisms in which the Southern Poverty Law Center used to fund at least 8 hate groups they supposedly wanted to take out, but they were paying the very villains of our society they supposedly wanted to protect us from.
FBI Director Kash Patel, the Southern Poverty Law Center, putting lives in danger as they pay off vile groups to create violence in order for them to raise more money. I'm not kidding. You're not going to believe this story.
Number one.
They still fear there's Mossad agents everywhere. They're not sure who's in charge. No one knows whose orders to take and accept. So to negotiate at the highest levels with the United States of America has proven very complicated for them. And that makes it hard for our side, too.
Yeah, that is former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Blockade in place as Iran's Mosquito Navy gets aggressive. The standoff with Iran continues as our Navy gets aggressive, too. In international waters, we took out an Iranian ship and said, okay, you're not your ghost fleet. Well, we know who you are. And we're going to get aggressive outside just the Strait of Hormuz. Is that a good thing? Mark Thiessen joins us now. Mark, is that a good thing? We're expanding the Strait?
It is. It's a good thing. Look, the president has been very patient with the Iranians. He's extended the deadline. They are not taking advantage of that. I would be very surprised if we didn't start kinetic operations very soon in the next few days. And he sort of brilliantly played this because he used the ceasefire to steam ships into the Persian Gulf, which are now executing the blockade. And now what Iran gets, because they didn't come to a deal, Iran used to have just the receiving end of kinetic operations. Now they will have kinetic operations plus blockade. And then Admiral Cooper has a plan, which we've discussed on Fox and Friends. Admiral Cooper has a plan to open up the Strait of Hormuz. And so what will happen is the strait will be opened up once the kinetic operations are done to all the ships except Iranian ships. This blockade is crushing the Iranian economy. So more than 90% of Iran's two-way trade goes through the Strait of Hormuz now. Because of the war, a lot of their land routes are gone. So it's not just their exports. It's their imports. So they Iran uses about 130 million liters of gasoline a day, but only produces 100. So they're 30 million short a day. So they import gasoline. And so what's going to happen is you're going to have fuel shortages soon. The 51% of Iran's oil revenues go to fund the IRGC. So all of a sudden, if they don't have oil revenues, they can't pay their the Gestapo anymore. And the regime is this is coming, and they've only got about 2 weeks of oil storage, which they're coming up on right now. In the next couple of days, what happens is what they've done is they've loaded up all the oil storage they have, all the tankers that they have, which are sitting. And what happens is at some point they've got nowhere to put the oil. And so you have to stop producing, and that destroys the oil production facility. You can't just turn off an oil well like you do like your bathtub. Right. If you stop it, it causes possibly permanent destruction. So they are in a world of hurt, and it's coming up in days, not weeks.
So what's your theory on if they know it? You know, that whole mosaic defense with 32 different provinces, 32 different headquarters, so many, you're talking about 50 to 60 leaders killed, military and political leaders killed. How much do they know how bad they're in, bad shape they're in?
Well, the dead ones know.
What'd you say?
The dead ones know it.
Yes.
They're not with us anymore.
I mean, they still haven't buried the Ayatollah, by the way.
Yeah. Of course. Well, I mean, with that funeral would be a hell of a target, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I think they know they're in deep trouble. They're putting on a brave face, but they are in a world of hurt. And part of the reason why they can't come up with a unified position, it's not that there are factions within the regime. There are factions. There's like, you know, it's like talking about moderate Nazis, right? There's the hardliners, and then there's the ultra hardliners. There's no one moderate in the Iranian regime, but they've been so fractured by these leadership strikes and these kinetic strikes that they can't get their act together and come up with a, they have no system by which to come to agreement. They've got competing power centers. That are you know, rivals with each other, and the whole thing is in a mess. So I think if we started, Admiral Cooper had about 10 to 14 days left of strikes to finish out the targets. We've taken about 70%, 80% of their military capabilities that we had planned to take out, right? So Cooper started, you know, the Operation Epic Fury with a target list, and he's taken about 70 to 80% of that out. He needs about 10 to 14 days to finish the job. We're on anywhere between the 20 and 5 yard line, depending on what we need to do. We need to get it into the end zone and finish the job.
So I get the sense that the president would rather have the ceasefire extended, get the uranium out, and get some observable way they're not going to reconstitute it, get the strait open. You know, knowing that the midterms loom. How does that gel with maybe the best thing being that we go back and re-engage militarily? So yeah. How does the president deal with both?
So first of all, I don't think that he's terribly concerned with the impact on the midterms. And I don't think he's concerned with starting kinetic operations if he needs to. This is the guy who started it to begin with. With something no other president would have done. I think he's trying to see if he can get a deal because he's a deal maker, right? He describes himself as a deal junkie. And so he likes deals. But if there's no deal to be had, I don't think he's going to hesitate for a second, to start the kinetic operations again. And then what you do, the best thing we could do right now is restart the kinetic operations, keep the blockade going, finish the job militarily, and then tell the Iranians at the end of the deal, we're gonna blow up Karg Island, which is where 90% of your oil goes through. And by the way, all of your stored oil is sitting in the tankers at Karg Island and in the storage facilities at Karg Island, which will permanently destroy your economy unless you give us the nuclear dust. And then so then he's in a much stronger position there, to negotiate a deal in 2 weeks than he is today. And then if they don't, do a deal, then we blow it up and we keep open the strait, and then we can either go in and take the nuclear dust because they're much weaker militarily in 2 weeks than they are now, which is a complex operation but can be done. Admiral Cooper has a plan for it. Jack Keane thinks it can be done. Or we simply draw a circle of death around it and say any Iranian who goes in this circle of death will die. And we can monitor 24/7, and we draw it around all of the nuclear sites, including you know, the new ones that they have, and then we just enforce it, and they can't get anywhere near it. And then what we do is we do what Ronald Reagan did during the Cold War, which is provide arms and training to Iranians to overthrow their regime. We overthrew the Soviet Union by arming and training freedom fighters around the world. This is something the CIA has done for decades. I think we had something to do with the coup in the 1950s that overthrew the Iranian government. So why can't we overthrow another Iranian government? And then just end this thing.
So I want to also talk about the Southern Poverty Law Center. This is pretty amazing. You have a group that exists to fight hate, and it turns out they were hiring hate. Hiring the Grand Wizard of the KKK, hiring white supremacists and people from the Aryan Nation to create havoc. So it's seemingly the accusation is to create the havoc so they come in, raise more money, and save the day. You got wire fraud allegations. They misled donors about how the money's going to be used. You got bank fraud allegations, used financial systems to move money under false pretenses, and money laundering using shell companies, hidden channels to disguise where the money would go. So let's think about this. Remember the president of the United States in his first term? We had those riots where sadly somebody lost their lives. And remember, he said there were good people on both sides. And that turns out that was partially financed by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And that was, by the way, ironically, how Joe Biden decided to get in the race when he said that the racist president was making excuses for skinheads. When he was trying to say is that people defending George Washington's statue have a good point, and the people that find it offensive, there were good people on both sides. So put in perspective what this Southern Poverty Law Center lawsuit really says to you.
They're grifters. It's that simple. It's a grift. They created a anti-racism industry, and they needed to fuel the hate in order to fight it. It's like an arsonist who sets a fire and then calls the fire department in and says
I'm the hero.
And pretends he's the hero, right? They're the arsonist at that. And the fact that they were funding the Charlottesville march. This was a Potemkin march started by the left. It is absolutely, absolutely stunning, but it doesn't surprise me in the least bit.
Use the acting U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche. Cut 25.
Why did they want to raise so much money? They needed people to choose to give their hard-earned money to this 501c3 charity, and then they took that money and they diverted a big chunk of it, over $3 million over 2014 to 2023, to the same individuals within the organizations they were against.
Why not? So, yeah, I mean, you're talking about as evil as it gets in terms of organizations. You're talking about you actually giving money to the Grand Wizard of the KKK, Aryan Nation, and others. I mean, does this blow you away? And Chuck Schumer's coming out saying that Donald Trump's DOJ is targeting good groups like this one.
Well, you know what? There's going to be a case. This is a grand jury indictment, right? So there's going to be a case, and our judicial system works. And if it's not correct, then that'll come out in the trial. And if it is correct, then Chuck Schumer will have to eat crow.
Well, we'll see if that happens. I want you to hear. I want you to hear what Chuck Schumer said. Cut 26.
It doesn't pass the laugh test. It's about Donald Trump turning the Department of Justice into the Department of Vengeance.
So, I mean, is he just this is a knee-jerk reaction that's going to make him look absolutely terrible? Do you know the investigation started under Joe Biden?
Yeah. I mean, this is what they do. They circle the wagons. Look, Chuck Schumer is on his last legs. This guy is not going to be the leader of the Democratic Party for very much longer. Yes, he's going to eat those words.
So,
without a doubt.
So, with the Virginia case, it's now a judge has stopped the gerrymander, and is being reevaluated right now. Should Florida go back and do the same thing?
Absolutely. I mean, look, first of all, what happened in Virginia, it's close to a 50-50 state as you have in the country. Like, Kamala Harris won with 51% of the vote or something like that to 52-47. This passed 51-49. It's a split country, but they're going to get 90% of the congressional seats. I mean, are you kidding me? But you know, they've been, you know, everyone's saying that this is a reaction to Texas. Well, what have you seen before Texas, the map of Illinois, the gerrymandered maps? And you know, it's a hard one to have moral high ground on because both sides do it, right? Without a doubt. Both sides, when they have the power, they do it. And so, you know what? Okay. They did their thing. They've got their power. We fight them in the courts and we try and stop it. But we should, where we have the power to do it, we should do the same thing. And, you know, it's a raw power play, and whoever has the votes and whoever, one of the great things that we have an advantage of is that thanks to Barack Obama, the Republican Party has more unified control of state governments, where they have the governorship, the state legislature, both houses, than Democrats do, because Barack Obama calls the Democrats over 1,000 state legislative seats around the country and 12 governorships. And so the Republican Party has a massive control of state government. So we should use that power. And do it. If they want to do it, we're going to do it. And whoever comes out on top, may the best man win.
And Jeffries came out and said, I'm going to go down and campaign in Florida. We're going to flip those seats regardless of what Florida does. Listen to Ron DeSantis' reaction to that. Cut 44.
I kind of feel bad for the guy because he's as left as they come. He's always going left. And yet the far left hates him. You know, they call him a dollar store Obama. They call him AIPAC Shakur, all these different derogatory names that they do. And so he's tried to ingratiate himself with there, but they're just not drinking the Kool-Aid. And so they give him a hard time. So I kind of feel bad for that.
You think he really feels bad?
I don't think he does. Look, Hakeem Jeffries, I would love, you know, let Hakeem Jeffries cross the Berlin Wall and come into the free state of Florida and see what freedom really looks like. I don't think a lot of people are going to be buying what he's selling there, but he could see what a well-run straight looks like.
All right, let's end in full circle like a Seinfeld episode. Real quick, Mark, what do you expect to happen through this weekend? Do you think we're going to be back at war soon?
I hope so. I hope that look, Donald Trump gave them 2 weeks to come to the table and come up with a deal. When they didn't do it, he gave them a few more days. They've reportedly said 3 to 5 days. So, if after 3 to 5 days they don't have a serious counterproposal on the table, I think we start bombing again.
Okay, Mr. Reagan, let's start bombing. Mark,
you're getting bombing in 5 minutes, yes. Brian.
Where do we get your podcast, Mark?
It's called What the Hell is Going On, and are you going to come on one of these days? I do your show every friggin' week.
I know. Mark just asked me.
When are you going to come on my show?
Just email me. Hey,
it's
Pete.
It's like a one-way relationship.
Has Mark ever asked you if I could come on his show?
Oh, that's a...
Tell the truth.
I refuse to
Tell
answer.
Tell the truth.
I like them both.
All I need is an invitation. That's it.
I'm doing it now in front of millions of people, Brian.
I'm available. Mark Thiessen, thanks so much. But you just can't keep up with me intellectually, and it makes you feel so bad. It hurts your self-esteem.
I know you're on the air like 26 hours a day, so it's kind of hard to get an hour in for my podcast.
Anything,
I understand.
Anything for you, Mark. Back in a moment.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some big wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
The vast majority of the known universe is invisible to us. 95% is made up of dark energy or dark matter. And the 5% we can see is very mysterious. As science advances, it seems to be aligning not with atheism, but the God of the Bible. So says Dr. Michael Gillen, whose new film, The Invisible Everywhere, shows how his passion for science converted him to a man of faith.
I was once an atheist. I started out life that way, and science shattered my atheism.
The film explores the cosmos around us and in us. For example, science developed the quantum vacuum model to explain how the universe began, how something could come from nothing, which is how the Bible explains how God created.
If you believe in the quantum vacuum, what problem do you have believing in God?
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Take a pause.
After Easter is usually a time when some people who got rabbits for the holiday are bunny dumping. People may release rabbits outdoors or surrender them to rescues, but rescues get packed and domestic rabbits can't survive in the wild, so maybe you can adopt one or two?
You honestly just can't help smiling when you see a bunny hopping around.
Heather Keister of the Avalon Micro Sanctuary in Portland, Oregon says they're great pets, but adopters need to know.
They have as much personality as your dog or your cat, and they also have needs that are different from but very similar to the level of care a dog would need.
They've got to have some time to adjust to a new home and a new human, and that human has to make a commitment.
If you think that you want to bring a bunny into your home, consider whether or not you're willing to be the bunny's main caregiver for their lifetime, which can be about 10 years.
Hop on over to rabbit.org for lots of information. Take pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He was a boy from Oklahoma who captured the hearts of Yankee fans the world over from 1951 to 1968 and helped win seven World Series titles. On March 1st, 1969, Mickey Mantle announced his retirement from baseball.
To think that the Yankees are retiring my number seven with numbers 3, 4, and 5 tops off everything that I could ever wish for. I've often wondered how a man who knew he was going to die could stand here and say that he was the luckiest man in the world. But now I think I know how Lou Gehrig felt. It's been a great honor. I'll never forget it. God bless you all, and thank you very much.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, by the way, don't forget to watch One Nation on Sundays at 10 p.m. And also catch me in Reno May 30th. History, Liberty, and Laughs on stage. Get a chance to be with you. And then July 11th in Pensacola, Florida. Hope to see you there. And in the fall, I have Uniting the States coming out, The Six Crucial Moments That Forged the American Miracle. And I think you're going to love this book. I think it's going to be perfect for 250. Proud of it. And I think also you could see me in person, whether it's in Clearwater, whether it's on Westbury, Long Island, at Westbury Music Fair, over in Red Bank, New Jersey, as well as St. Louis at the Factory. So go to BrianKilmeade.com so I can meet you in person, and I'll have other big events along the way. So when we come back, Susan Page joins us. Great new book out. Don't move.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Got something to say, but nowhere to say it? KCNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show. Stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit kcnrradio.com to get started today.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The Bears with their first of two picks. Don Weiss has the card. He'll go up to the commissioner and get the first pick of two. The second would be from Tampa Bay later in this first round. Here's the commissioner.
Chicago Bears. Bears pick on the first round. Jimbo Colbert, tackle Pittsburgh.
Okay, two tackles, two big tackles have gone so far in this first round. Hitting from Northwestern, Jimbo Colbert, one of the strongest offensive tackles ever to play the college game from the University of Pittsburgh, now goes to the Chicago Bears.
Wow. Why would I bring up the 1983 draft with Jimbo Colbert? Because Jimbo Colbert is turned out to be a Hall of Famer. And, of course, draft in 83, that team came into its own in 85, 86, 84, 85, I should say. And he was a main part of that. Jimbo, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, Brian. Great to be here.
Thank you. Hey, set the scene. Was it a little different back then? That was New York City, right, when you were drafted? Yeah. You knew you were going to be a first rounder, right? Were you there?
Right. No, I wasn't there. No one went back then. You know, I think it was the second year the draft was on television. I tell the story all the time that, you know, we didn't have cable television. It was on ESPN. We didn't have cable. So my brother invited some guys over from the mill. We took the day off. I invited some people. We had downstairs. We had some beer and refreshments. And we only had one phone, so no cell phones or anything. And so the phone was always busy. My brother calling. Finally, I get a call, and it's Jim Finks, the general manager. He says, what the heck's going on over there? We drafted you in the sixth pick. They were already in the ninth pick. I didn't even know I got drafted. So that's how different it is. Yeah, that's how different it is. They flew me to Chicago. I spent the day with them. But, yeah, when you only have one phone, no social media, no cell phones, no text, no anything, right? It was just a landline phone, and it was always busy. So, yeah, that's the difference now.
Did you realize it was something special when you walked in there? Did you see the talent yet, or was it just coming up in 83?
Well, when I got drafted there, the only one I really recognized was, you know, the name was Walter Payton, right? And then, you know, Mike Dick is from Aliquippa, right across from where I grew up in Conway, so he's always a legend, so I knew that. But, you know, we weren't very good in 83, but we started to turn it around, and we won our last, I think, six out of eight, and we finished 8-8, and that kind of set the stage for the next year. We went to the NFC Championship game. But I think in 83, I think eight or nine of us rookies made the team. So that was a big deal, the 83 draft.
Right. And then, of course, the team, hit their stride. And the team is still talked about today as one of the greatest teams ever. What role did Mike Ditka have the right team at the right time? Do you think he would have won in his prime with anyone?
Yeah, but I think you're exactly right. I think he was the right coach at the right time for that team, right? It needed discipline. It needed a different approach. There was a lot of guys just kind of hanging out, you know, cashing a paycheck. And I remember one of my first practices, he came in, he said, I got good news and bad news. It was good news, we're going to the Super Bowl. Bad news is half you guys won't be here when we do. And he meant that. And he was right about that. And 3 years later, half that team was turned over. So we had some work to do. You know, guys weren't willing to pay the price, but he was the right guy for the job.
Absolutely. So, Jim, as we look at this draft, it's much different now. They expect about 500,000 people in Pittsburgh.
Crazy. I'm here right now. It's you know, I'm in Pittsburgh right now. It's my hometown.
This is a football city. I mean, they're not rallying to a big event. This is what they do.
Yeah. I mean, just on the off season, you see people walking around downtown with Steeler jerseys on, right? I mean, so this is a football town. It always has been football area. I grew up in Beaver County. We had a bunch of Hall of Famers there. And, it's going to be a lot of fun. So I get to do the second round pick and, you know, hopefully they don't trade it. I get up there and say it's traded. So at least I get a chance to make a pick. We'll see.
Well, don't you think Bears are back? Got a fantastic quarterback, really good coach. I feel like you guys, the Bears are hitting their stride.
Yeah, well, we got a quarterback, which we've always needed for a while. But I also think they built that offensive line. I think the year before he gave up like 60-some sacks, which is just outrageous. And then the next year they built that offensive line up, and I think they cut that in, you know, more than half. So, you know, you need that pass protection, and they got some targets to throw to. But he's a special player, and I think he's going to take us to some good wins in the next couple of years.
Jimbo Colbert, our guest, spent 8 years with the Bears, ends up in the Hall of Fame with some of the fantastic teams in sports. There's no mystery about Fernando Mendoza. He'll be the number one pick overall. But, man, would it take three schools for him to find his stride? I mean, Joe Burrow's too was unknown until his last year. What about the things that bring a player to this moment? We never used to have that. Maybe one transfer you'd hear.
Right.
How do you feel about
it now? You had to sit out a year. Yeah, you had to sit out a year. Remember, Brian?
Yeah.
And now there's unlimited transfers. So a lot of guys might not have a fit and get a chance to play, and they transfer somewhere else, and some good things happen. Exactly what you've been saying about Mendoza. So, and Joe Burrow and other people as well. So I'm not a big fan of the unlimited transfer rule. I think college sports with
they
the NIL
it.
There. Yeah. And that NIL and transfer portal in the same universe is difficult to exist for a long period of time. I don't think it's sustainable. So if you could just go back to the one-time transfer rule, that takes a lot of NIL pressure off as well, because the guy transfers once and then he gets paid and then he can't go anywhere else. So I'd like to see that. But, you know, it worked for guys like Mendoza, but I want him to see him get a degree too. They're student athletes. So I would like to see him get a degree and stay in college and get a degree.
Carson Beck of Miami had that line when asked, week leading up to the game, he's waiting for the championship game. They go, do you find it hard to study? He said, study? I'm not in school. I graduated. And he was taking one course, and he's 25 years old, taking one course. Yeah. And then everyone was shocked, not you, because you know the new landscape in college football, but the average fan was going, what? You're not even, you don't have bad grades, you have no grades.
Yeah. Well, I think at Pitt, the one year we beat West Virginia a couple of years ago, I think that quarterback was his fifth school. You know, you had the COVID year, you had all this other stuff that kind of, you know, gave guys extra years of eligibility. So I'm just not a big fan of that. And I just think that, you know, it's not a sustainable system.
So let's talk about the draft a little. So, I mean, some of the players that are going to go early, people have number two, the Jets. After Mendoza goes to the Raiders, and I think he'll be great. The Jets possibly will get David Bailey at Texas Tech. They traded away their best edge rusher. The Arizona. You know, they need a lot. They might be going for an edge rusher too. Arvell Reese, your thoughts about where Tennessee or the Giants might go? We'll have two picks in the top 10. A lot of people think the Giants are going to get Jordan Tyson, wide receiver.
Yeah. You know, I just think a lot of times circumstances change when they get there. They're targeting a certain player that they want. If they want to maybe get a defensive player, an edge rusher, edge rushers are always valued. They're hard to come by. Or even some of those inside tackles are hard to come by. And then someone gets picked and they have to change their strategy, you know, and I think that's what happens a lot of times. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know where these guys are going to go. You know, I think you see when the draft comes out, when guys get picked and they get slotted, then we'll see what other teams are looking for. I know the Bears are thinking probably more defense because they got some good offensive linemen, they got some good receivers. I think they're going to go there. You know, I think the Giants might go defense as well. So it's going to be difficult. I kind of pay more attention, Brian, to the NFC than I'm an NFC guy, you know, and I think I pay a little bit more attention to that, especially the NFC North where the Bears are.
I mean, they say next year's draft is going to be full of high-profile names from Arch Manning on down, that this year you got to do a little bit more hunting. Is there anybody in particular that you think that has stood out for you, Jimbo?
I like the running back from Notre Dame. I think he's done a really good job, and I think we played them, and he tore us up Pitt pretty good.
Jeremiah Love?
He's a really good player. But, you know, running backs have been a little bit undervalued. You know, and I think that you've seen that the last couple of years. When I played, running backs were really highly valued, and they were first round guys, top 10 picks. And then it cut to more of a passing offense in the NFL, and they started to get a little undervalued. And you remember what happened with Saquon, right? There was the same thing that happened with him. They kind of undervalued him, and look, he went and they won a Super Bowl. And so, right. I don't know. I mean, I think running backs are still pretty valid. I'd like to see. I think he's going to go a top five pick, in my opinion.
So I'm good friends with Tim Greeny. You know, he had a fantastic player at college and pros, played 7-8 years. Now he's dealing with ALS, and he's still doing a podcast, and they found a way to recreate his voice. You watched ALS ravage a great teammate of yours and friend of yours, Steve McMichael, and you want to raise awareness about ALS because for some reason, despite all the attention, we're still dealing with Lou Gehrig's disease, and it's nothing but mystery.
Oh, yeah, exactly right. So I've been involved with the Robert Packard Center for ALS Research in Johns Hopkins about 8 years ago. Now, even before my teammate Steve was diagnosed with ALS, and I just, for me, they recruited me there, but for me, it seemed to me like it was some some real connection between, you know, football players, concussions in the military, and neurological diseases like ALS and Parkinson's. And I just saw a connection there. So I went there and helped them. They've done some fantastic research. And now we're continuing to raise money for that. And we're doing this coast-to-coast ALS race, bike race, 4,000 miles. It's going to raise money and awareness for ALS. But you're right, Brian. You got Tim Green. You got Steve Gleason. You got Dwight Clark. I mean, Kevin Turner. You got a there's a number of guys that have had this, and we want to continue to try to raise awareness for
it. So do you think there's a link, Jimbo, when you sit down with on these board of directors and talk to these experts?
I think there is, but, I mean, I think it's anecdotal, you know. I mean, there's not really a lot of science behind it, but they're trying to be, and I think that you're seeing that, in my opinion, trauma, brain trauma, I think has a connection to neurological diseases that you can develop later on in your life.
I mean, just think about, too, for you, when you were playing, if you got your bell rung, hey, you okay, get your helmet on, get back out there. And I think we're all, everybody, from the fans to the refs to the players to the coaches, know that's a huge problem. And if you're not paying attention, there's a protocol in place. I mean, are these necessary things?
Absolutely. I mean, I wish they had concussion protocol when I played. They never had anything like that. Your concussion protocol is how many fingers I have up. It's always two, right? So that was it. And I've seen guys get knocked out, fall down, go out of the game. And if his backup fumbles or something happens, they try to get the guy back in the game. I've seen it a million times. And so those are what happens. I think when you get your bell rung like that, it's not really that. It's a concussion. And then you go back in and you get a one right after that. That's when the train starts going downhill.
I
think concussion protocols are important.
And if people want to support ALS and the mission that you're on, they go to?
Yeah, Coast to Coast for ALS.
Got it.
And so you'll see it there. So it's going to be a great run for us, and we're hoping. They're trying to get me on a bike in Chicago. I haven't been on a bike in 40 years, so we'll see. They say you never forget how, but we'll see.
You got the build. You can handle it. So, Jimbo, do you remember this interview by Mean Gene in WrestleMania 2, Cut 55?
Right now, let's welcome Super Bowl champion Chicago Bear Jimbo Covert. Battle Royal in Chicago is part of the gigantic event of a lifetime, WrestleMania 2. You've got a wrestling background as an amateur.
Yes, I do, Mean Gene, and I'm looking forward to this Battle Royale. Me and Refrigerator Perry are going to gang up on some of these Dallas Cowboys and some of these so-called wrestlers and give it to them.
All right, Jimbo, thank you very much. Congratulations, by the way, on that big one down in New Orleans, Super Bowl champions.
So there you go, and that Super Bowl, of course, being the Patriots. Was that fun?
That was a lot of fun. I always tell people, they talk about Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders. I'm a two-sport professional athlete as well.
Absolutely.
I did the WrestleMania. But, no, that was a lot of fun. They asked me to do it, and the Bears weren't too happy about it. They thought I was going to get hurt. And when they realized that it was, essentially a show, they let me do it. So it was a lot of fun.
So I want you to hear, remember this moment, too, when you guys crushed the Patriots. I believe that was with Steve Grogan as quarterback, or was it Tony Eason?
Tony Eason to start, and then Steve Grogan.
Here it is.
So that's how it worked, yeah.
46-10, Cunt 54.
Probably the last play of the game. We're getting ready to carry Dick. Dick doesn't want to go yet. He says, wait till I see that final second. Who's going to argue with Perry? He wins most of those. Walter Payton, Mike Ditka, hungry Chicago, finally champions on this January day in New Orleans. 46-10, the final.
I believe that was Dick Enberg. Have you watched that game back?
Oh, yeah, several times. And that was Dick Enberg and Merlin Olsen did the game. So it was a lot of fun, and I think Bob Costas did the pregame. It was a spectacle. It was kind of cool. And we went there to win a football game. I think the Patriots got there, were happy to be there. You know, and I think they recovered fumbles on their way there. They beat Miami down there in the rain, and we wanted to play Miami again. You know, because they beat us during the regular season.
Only team.
Only team. Best thing that ever happened was, Brian, because I think it refocused us and said, hey, this isn't going to be easy. We're going to have to work hard, and we ran the table after that. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I also remember you beating the Giants. Was it 14-6?
No, I think we shut them out 21-0.
21-0?
In the
Was it the championship game in 85?
No, it was the playoff game. the first playoff game in 85. And then we played the Rams. We shut them out, too. And then we went to the Super Bowl. We'd have shut them out, too, if we didn't have a fumble early on with kind of a bad formation that McMahon called. And he called the wrong formation when they ran into each other. Walter fumbled. And, yeah, we probably would have shut them out, too.
Well, Jimbo Covert, besides that, you don't remember much about it. Congratulations on everything. I love the fact that you're fighting for ALS. And enjoy Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. And by the way, the whole NFL draft, the world's going to be watching. And even if you're not the biggest football fan, it is fun. But it's a fun thing to watch. Day one. Day two is a little much. Back in a moment.
From breaking news to big name guests, Brian brings you insight you won't hear anywhere else. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Advantage Gold, one of America's top precious metals companies, is sounding the alarm that a storm is coming and that now is the time to diversify your portfolio before it's too late. That's why we're offering an emergency gold and silver protection kit valued at $49, absolutely free for anyone who calls today at 800-900-8000. This kit includes critical information for investors with a retirement account seeking to own physical gold and silver but want to do it tax and penalty free. Advantage Gold has helped investors protect and secure their wealth with physical gold and silver since 2014. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 and we'll rush your emergency gold and silver kit plus a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. See how gold and silver can help you protect and secure your wealth with the help of Advantage Gold. Results vary. Consult with your financial and tax advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
History isn't just in textbooks. It's the story of us, the United States. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And throughout the year, Bill Hemmer takes listeners on a journey through the 250 most impactful moments in American history. From the spark of revolution to the battles for freedom. The ideas, inventions, and decisions that changed the world. The 250 most impactful moments in American history podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, everyone. It's Candace Cameron Bure.
Hey, everyone. It's Phil Sims.
It's Dolores Catania.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kix Brooks.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Rob Paulson.
I'm Ryan Serhant.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Palizzi.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
What's up, guys? It's Nia Sue, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind, plus Every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
Think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Democrats do not play politics the way Republicans do. The difference between the parties, they do not. They do not.
Please.
Democrats play by the Marquise de Queensberry rules. I think they do not. They're not rule breakers. They couldn't even hold out on a government shutdown because eight of them turned tail and gave in. Democrats capitulate and they try to play by the rules. Republicans don't care about the rules. They rewrite the rules.
Stupidest thing you've ever heard, and Joy Reid put the bar very high for stupid things. And talking to Maury Povich, yes, he's still alive, Joy Reid comes out and says, Democrats don't know how to play these games. They play by the Marquis of Queensberry's rules, which is the famous rules for boxing. What about the Russia investigation? The whole hoax that went on this, the ridiculous impeachment mess. What about the whole Hunter Biden cover-up where the FBI was basically told, don't even think about investigating Hunter Biden and his son? Look about what they're doing right now with the lockdown, the shutdown in the fall, and still carried from the winter to the spring on DHS. All they do is disrupt. That's all they do. I mean, do you see them getting on board with anything? You see them, what they're doing, going to Barcelona, ripping the president. They looking to get along. They play by the Marquis of Queensberry rules. I wonder what those rules are. That's absolutely insane. So, I mean, I don't know who listens to a podcast. In a way, I don't want people listening to people like that. I think it's so good that she doesn't have a job anymore. It's so good that Don Lemon doesn't have a job anymore that matters. And by the way, I've talked to people that looked at that case. He's in trouble. They have a lot of video, and he posted a lot of it, a lot of incriminating. Just a quick note, go to BrianKilmeade.com. I'm going to be doing History, Liberty, and Laughs and transferring to the Uniting the States tour. I'm going to be at Bartley Ranch at Hawkins Amphitheater in Reno, Nevada on the 30th, July 11th in Pensacola at the Pensacola Sanger Theater, October 16th, Red Bank, New Jersey. The next day, October 17th in Westbury, Uniting the States tour. In Clearwater, Florida, November 7th, and the next day in Jacksonville. And then we're going to be in St. Louis, November 21st, with the United States book, The Six Moments That Forged the American Miracle. I think you're going to love it. And I know if you love the country, you'll love it. And don't forget One Nation, Sunday at 10 p.m. See you tomorrow on Fox and Friends, and keep it here on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.